FK. Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building. FM 106.7 WJFK.
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo.
You've got four colossal egos, with mine being the smallest.
Don Geronimo.
Biggest ego. Followed closely by Paula, then Randy, and then myself. Ryan would marry himself tomorrow. I mean, literally, he is the most egotistical person I have ever met in my life. And bearing in mind, I am based in Hollywood. That is quite a broad thing to say. But he has, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I like him. Paula's always had an ego. Randy's developed one. And so you put all that together, shake it all up, you get a few fireworks occasionally.
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
We're rocking you, rocking you, rocking you! All day, Washington's best music! WADA!
Joe!
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Now backwards.
Oh, my love.
I guess it works. I guess it works backwards.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Buddy has a laughing place to go ho-ho.
All right, now, I guess we'll go right to the sing after the favorite part of the song.
You're lucky, boy.
Here he is.
Anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Mike is mimicking.
Hello.
I'm doing interpretive sitting dance.
Gay sex.
Hello.
I'm doing the Brokeback.
These guys ain't gay. Does this sound gay to you?
I went right from my lasso to my oral interpretation.
Hello. It's the Kings, man. Switching to glide.
I like this song.
I guess you do.
It arouses my inner gay.
From the charades we were playing there, I would guess you would think the song sucks.
No, I actually just got into it because it's Friday and I'm excited.
You stumbled like you had a can of Fix-It Flat.
Yeah, yeah.
Fix-It Flat.
Exactly what it felt like.
Hey, what are you doing talking before the door opens?
Ta-da!
Mentally retarded.
How's your belly aching?
Stop your belly aching.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Extending a Benevolent Hand and all the ships at sea. They know that the price of success is hard work.
Yeah.
On Geronimo and Fix the Flat O'Mara.
Yeah. Thanks, badass. Todd and Mike Show. Add it to the episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
050506.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. Here's your phone numbers you can call us on. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. If you're listening in Washington, D.C., America's most powerful city, we broadcast to you from America's weakest radio station, WJFK FM. You can call us at 202-432-1067.
From the Don Knotts of flamethrowers.
But let's not make it a habit today. I mean, we did take 144 side-splitting, gut-busting calls yesterday.
Boy, there was so much talent out there. Duh.
You can call us anyway if you want on any of those numbers today. I'm not promising that 144 mouth breathers will get through, but good luck. You can email us if you like at our website, dynamicwebsite.com. We're also on the intranet, and you can just click on our website, and you can hear us there on your computer.
Good.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Welcome. There is no time limit on this call.
Oh, well, thank you. I wanted to thank you for yesterday's show. I have ADD, so when when no topic lasts longer than a minute.
I have ADD, too, and sadly, it killed me yesterday. Good. It killed me to have to wait 1 minute.
Sometimes.
I felt so good that you just chopped him right off.
I got ADD. I got OCD.
Right.
But I don't have ED.
No VD. And VD is for everybody.
No, I said ED.
ED.
Oh, ED. ED. No,
erectile dysfunction.
I've got VD.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got VD like crazy.
All right.
I got VD coming out my ears.
VD.
You'd have the ED.
For everybody.
Wouldn't have the VD.
And you know why? Because I didn't eat my vegetables. And I used to hear that all the time. Eat vegetables, or right. you have VD growing out your ears.
Right. You really, and of course, there are pills for everything nowadays. You can take two for the VD and one for the ED.
But all of the pills are such a hassle, Mike.
I know they are.
Let's start today. Oh boy, do I have something to make my weekend
really?
A sensual pleasure?
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know how you're going to make it through the show.
Well, you don't know what I did before the show.
Really?
Do I seem relaxed and centered to you?
Did you RO? Did you rub out?
Sure did.
Wow.
Scratch off. It's scratch off game.
That's right.
You know, normally I would find that
scratch off and win.
I would find that inappropriate, but I can completely.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I can completely understand why you did that.
Couple of weeks ago, or a month ago or so, I did that interview with Channel 9, the CBS station here in D.C.,
yes.
about Frida, which aired last week.
Mm-hmm.
And shock. You know, they got real big ratings on their first night of sweeps.
Hmm.
So they sent over, like, a nice bag of swag.
We all got Channel 9 stuff.
And then I got this this envelope to Don Geronimo from J.C. Hayward.
Baby!
Wow.
Now,
man.
Endless years.
Now, here in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, that woman is a television anchor woman, and she is an icon.
She's the grand dam.
She's been here for a long time.
Sure. I've stated for years, I would love to get her in a room, pull that wig off.
Right.
And have my way.
I know.
Have my way with that Nubian Lex Luthor-like head.
Yes.
Or whatever hair is underneath.
We don't know.
Her various wigs. I'd like to see JC with her real hair.
There's the mystery.
Anyway.
She sent you something. What did she send you?
Sealed envelope.
Well, it would be a publicity photo.
Oh.
Autograph.
Don.
It's a mini publicity photo.
Love ya. J.C. Hayward.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Baby, right back at you.
Can I look at the picture? Can I see the picture? Please. Yes,
there it is.
Oh.
You may not hold it. You may look at it.
You may not.
It's postcard size.
Isn't that great?
That's handy. Handy to carry with you.
Mm-hmm. No wonder you did what you did before the
wallet
show.
Wallet size.
Travel size.
Shall we put it on the web? Or is that just for you?
Hey, listen, I don't mind sharing my life. Okay, jerk face, but there are some points.
Don't hit him.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to hit him. I already told him today to stop his belly aching.
Quit your belly aching.
Well, what a lovely photograph. What a lovely keepsake.
So thank you, JC.
Will that find its way to a frame, or will it simply go in your nightstand?
Oh, no, that's going to be framed. Mike and I have been lucky enough to meet people who are famous and infamous throughout our career.
Right.
Out of all the people, the famous, the A-list, the B-list, mainly the C-list and D-list. On my wall at home,
right.
I only have two celebrity photos up.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Right.
One that somebody got me where it says, Don, you know, God bless you.
Yes. Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And it's a recent one.
Right.
I got it for my birthday. And the other one is Jerry Springer.
It's your wall of shame.
Because they both seem very appropriate.
Icons.
And now J.C. Hayward will also find her spot on the wall.
And that's neat because it is postcard size. You'll be able to just put a nice little frame in it. One of those cute little artsy-fartsy frames.
Thank you, J.C.
I'm gonna need protection.
Thank you, honey. And again, that scalp massage, these fingers are ready anytime. Anytime.
So jealous.
Anytime. Wig off. Ass ass up, face down. Mike, I'm talking strictly massage.
I know, a mini massage.
Strictly massage. Oh, all the women in my life. Let's talk about another one of the women in my life.
All right.
The women in all of our lives.
The man in my little girl's life.
Beth Ann McBride.
Now, Beth Ann has been calling you and hanging up.
Yes, I mentioned that the other night. I got four hang-ups in a row. You know, I see that it's her, and the first couple of times, I dodged it.
Right.
And then like, the later it got in the evening, I would say, why'd she call me, like, at 11:50? Why'd she call me, like, at midnight?
Something obviously is on her mind.
Yeah. Leave a message. Well, you know, it had been speculated on this show that she was enjoying the Tube Snake Boogie.
I don't know where that came from. Did you create that? Did you just speculate on that and then it became kind of a fact?
It was speculation because she called and she had something that she definitely wanted to talk about.
Right. Speculation.
Something that was, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Something that was very personal.
Yes.
And anyway, she never called back and I said on the air she must have got some.
Right.
Right? This message I received, when we spoke, she sounded looser. She sounded freer. And I remember, this is a woman who has been celibate for
11 years. Last we heard.
Her choice, 11 years. And the whole time that she worked with us, a year and a half, did you ever know Beth Ann to go out with anybody? And,
no.
And not only not go out, but have more than one bottle of wine?
No, God no. I don't think she'd do anything.
Please listen now.
She was decidedly antisocial.
Please listen to the message I received last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't at home. I didn't dodge the call. You'll hear the call was during the show yesterday.
Uh-huh. Beth Ann McBride finally lays down an answering machine message.
Yep. She was out with a former DJ friend of ours, Mike. Or friend is...
Welcome to Verizon.
A loose word.
Messaging service.
An acquaintance. A former colleague.
To enter your mailbox, press star.
Oh, hold on.
To enter your mailbox.
Da, da, da. Do, 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 do.
Howdy, nobody's here. Bye now.
No, hi, Don. It's Mike.
You know, I'm stupid. Stop it. Shut up.
Good show today.
I'm
great
stupid.
Show. Have a nice
hold
weekend.
On.
You're
hold
great.
On. Give me a second. You know what? If I turn the microphones off,
what does that mean?
So they don't feed the telephone.
Right.
Welcome to Verizon
like I said,
voice messaging
our voices
service.
Screw up this.
To enter your mailbox, press star. Please enter a mailbox number starting with the area code.
See, there you go. Do 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 do.
Enter your passcode.
Uh huh.
Or.
Uh huh. Here we go.
One new message.
Oh.
One saved message.
Ooh.
In your mailbox.
Let's live dangerously.
Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message,
press 1 because that's our message.
Reminders.
Oh, that's right.
First, message.
No. Hi, Don. It's Mike. I
was thinking that there was a real new message.
Good show today. Great show.
We're stupid.
To repeat this message, press 1. Message erased.
Erased?
First, saved message.
It's Beth Ann. It is Thursday, May the 4th, about 6:20 p.m. Eastern Standard. Why do people email me stuff? I did call four times the other night, but I had to explain. I would have left a message, but I was having dinner with Tom Kent. And we had
TK Tom Kent.
A bottle of wine.
Oh,
and we were talking about all the people we knew together that we'd worked with, and we started calling everybody. And you were the third. Don't leave a message, but that would be like a drunk call. So we would call somebody. We didn't leave any messages. We talked to who did we talk to? We talked to Joel Denver. We talked to Rick Benaldo. We talked to there's like 7 people we talked to out of the 30 people we tried.
Sounds like a fun date.
We tried Rick D.
Out of 30.
We were just calling people, but then that was the second bottle. So that's why I didn't leave a message because we weren't going to leave a message. We were moving on. But we did come back to a couple people to see if they would answer. So anyway, that was that. I tried to call the hotline, but I don't remember the hotline number. So that was the explanation. Not stalking you. I would always leave a message. But that night, we were just hanging up and calling the next person. And we would try back for a couple people. So anyway... Hope all is well. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
So there you go.
What the hell is she doing eating with Tom Kent?
Drinking with Tom Kent.
Tom mm-hmm. Kent. If she's eating with Tom Kent, she might as well wear one of those Gallagher raincoats. Because Tom Kent eats like seriously like a starving husky in Antarctica.
He had the pleasure of working with this guy, Tom Kent.
Unbelievable.
About 20 years ago at the Top 40 station.
And he was, wasn't he a God squatter? Wasn't he a born-again guy?
Yeah, he was.
He had a lot of little things going on.
He had issues, man.
He had to cover up the window. If he did a live broadcast like somewhere, he'd have to cover up the window with album covers.
He did it in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't want anybody looking at him while he was doing the show, so he would put up newspapers on the windows, mm-hmm. so nobody could see in. And I think the main thing with him was, you remember he did it every day. He would get on the air and go like, "This is DK, I want you to take off your dress right now for me. Take off your dress for DK Tompkins. Yes, that's a good, WAVA. And then off the air, he'd be like, "Praise Jesus. Would you like to come to my house to read the Bible this weekend, my home at Oakton?"
And then we would have a station function where there'd be food.
Oh, my God.
And he would eat. He's serious. It was
greatest show ever.
Wild animal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, I mean, food, mouth open, chewing, food fragments flying all over the place, inhaling his food.
Rent the movie Tarzan.
Right.
Anyone, the original one, anyway, or simply the kids one. The cartoon one. Look at the way Tarzan eats.
George of the Jungle.
He was memorable.
Because he did all these little quirky things.
Right.
He was memorable, but the funniest thing ever would be, we would go to a function where there was food. He would be first. He would be first to get there. If there was a gathering where there were hors d'oeuvres or food, he would have arrived already. He would already be eating.
We're not doing it justice. This guy would sit in front of a bowl of food.
Mm-hmm.
Bowl being the important word.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the way of holding the spoon.
Right.
You know, the improper way of holding it.
Like he gripped it like a child, like a toddler.
Right. And what it would be, seriously, would just head face down and just one motion, one constant motion. Food in mouth, food back to bowl. Food in mouth.
Oblivious. Wow. You could have a naked woman in front of him. He wouldn't even look up. He was a bit. And so you could walk and stand 5 feet in front of him and say, "We did this." We said, "Hey, look, he's eating." And we would stand in front and say, "Watch this. Look at this pig. Watch this pig eat." And he would eat.
He loved it.
It was a floor show. really, picture the worst table manners you've ever seen and then multiply them by 10.
He's a good DJ, though.
Here's my question. Do you think Beth Ann's baby was conceived that night with the two bottles of wine and the phone calls?
Well, see, I think Tom Kent is probably still a Jesus freak.
Is he down there in that area? Is that where he's broadcasting?
I don't think so. Going to have a baby.
Really? I don't think so.
Jeez, well, we got to find out whether. Why are they? Why are they having?
I don't know.
Dinner together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maybe he had some super secret project that took him to the triad.
Well, isn't she also? Didn't we discover that she is rather religious herself?
Yes. Yeah. So it kind of makes sense they'd be hanging out.
So they were drinking sacramental wine,
producing Christian children together.
Having some Jesus juice and just trying to call people. 30 people.
30
freaking people.
I don't know if he's on the air. If he's based down there, but I know he has a syndicated oldie show. That's what he's doing now.
He's doing an oldie show?
And I heard it up here once by accident. It's marvelous.
Well, he's good. I like him.
Yeah, he's very good.
No, we like him. He's a good DJ. He's a good friend. I congratulate him.
Yeah, you know, we all do, I think.
On the conquest.
Maybe he's sampling the, the forbidden hamster. Maybe he really is.
Pulling the tail on that hamster right now. Come on.
Mrs. Beth Ann Kent.
Come on now, squeal. Oh, come on, he's a DJ. You know that's not his real name.
I know, but it just sounds funny.
You know it ain't his real name.
TK McBride.
Now, also, as long as we're just behind the scenes.
Yes? More gifts?
Well, John Norman, who's our assistant to the producer, had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And I ribbed him in my own gentle, kind, loving way that I do. That he would not be receiving gifts and there would be no nudes for him or anything because, frankly, he's too new to the show.
Right.
You know, people don't know him. And we don't celebrate everybody's birthday like we celebrate Mike's birthday with banners and
balloons.
Mike turning down Cyndi Lauper and food and booze and everything.
Yeah, and incidentally, I'm taking heat. I am taking heat from my... My daughters are on a Goonies kick, the old movie Goonies.
Yeah.
And somehow they got... I don't know where they got the information. That, Daddy, is that the lady that you didn't want to play at your birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think at the end of Goonies, they do the full video.
The video, yeah.
Of,
of right. Goonies that's sung by Cyndi Lauper. So,
that's right.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. The 46th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
All right, well, that was from last year, obviously.
Yeah, a little over a month away from the next one.
Hard to believe. Hard to believe it's coming up that quickly. That'd be June 22nd, Rob.
Shut up.
No kidding.
Shut I think it falls right in the middle of the week.
Did you ever get sick of that?
What? Promoting my own birthday?
No. Like having just a giant J-O on your birthday on the show. I mean, originally it was because...
I didn't always have one.
No. Originally it was because...
You started it and I loved it. What's wrong with that?
Because you were going through a rough patch.
Yeah, but I'm still going through a rough patch.
Oh, no, you're not going through that rough a patch.
Oh, I want another one. Come on.
Okay.
It's really fun.
For you.
I don't have much.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Hold on. What do you mean you don't have much?
Well, no, not the big. I don't have the big shindigs anymore at home. I still don't have that. I got a lovely girlfriend who does very nice things for me, so that's improved in my life. I got great kids, but I still, the birthdays, this is all I got as far as the big party.
Right.
The big party.
Please, every night's a big party for you.
Yeah, but not a birthday party. I liked it.
Why'd you have a birthday party at your restaurant for yourself?
I don't want to.
Why? Oh, it's okay to at this job, but not at that job?
I like it on this job because it's more public. It's more everybody knows what's going on.
Everyone.
It's all about me. I still have screensavers with everybody wearing the hats. I've kept them for the whole year. I really enjoy
that's how much you
it.
Love
I believe you. I really, really enjoy
okay.
it.
All right, your party's on.
Okay, you got it.
Make you happy.
Can we get a band this year?
Yeah, it's kind of late notice on that. I mean, like, do you want a name band?
No. No, just music. Live music.
Live music.
Like a jazz trio.
No way.
Just something that we could have, like a lounge.
No, let's get a guy.
I'm like, just asking.
Let's get a guy that like walks around, the annoying guy that walks around like in an Italian restaurant.
You know what's great? An accordion.
How about that, Mike?
Oh, you don't have to do anything else if you get an accordion player.
Okay.
A real one. I mean a real, real good one. The kind that, you know, that can really play Lady of Spain and all the really good stuff.
He's a good boy.
Oh, that would be great.
Well,
and a Mori and all this. Oh, God.
All right, consider it.
You don't even have to put any banners. Well, we have a banner from last year, right?
Yes, we'll have to correct it.
We can alter it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Remember you wanted all the lights in here?
Yeah.
You wanted lights like it was a backyard fiesta?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This year, the accordion player is sufficient. I really don't need anything more. I mean, because that's just, that'll bring me great joy.
All right, you got it.
And, of course, he has to play Happy Birthday.
Of course.
The Big 4-7 coming up. Big 4-7.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I can't either.
The birthday symbolizes another year that I've beaten the odds.
That's true, really. We should all celebrate.
Listen, let's focus on John for just a moment.
Who?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, I remember his instructions were on his birthday to get you a gift.
And he did.
Okay.
And here is the card.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there's a card.
Lovely gold bag.
So, you know,
he thinks he's turning it around on me now,
yeah.
You know, because I was kidding him. And now he thinks he'll turn it around on me and embarrass me by giving me a gift, because I didn't really want him to get
me a gift. But you asked for a gift.
But he did. So here's the card, which I have not read.
Okay.
It's a little baby. Okay. It says, attention, I've made a stinky. Repeat, I have made a stinky. Hope your birthday doesn't stink. And where it says your birthday, he crossed it out and wrote mine.
That's funny.
My birthday doesn't stink. Hugs and kisses, John.
Uh-huh. And he included a gift.
You did? And I'd like to get John in here.
For a little thank you.
Yeah, Johnny?
Yes.
Come on in.
All right.
Oh, good. Yeah, all's right with the world. Good to do that on Friday.
Sounds good.
You know, I wasn't serious about getting me a gift. You know, it's the whole, like, birthday thing. I mean, Mike can pull it off
because
he's Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John.
Yes?
You were nice enough to get this.
Oh, look at that.
Big, gigantic bottle.
That is that's the good stuff. That's Grey Goose, baby.
Oh, Grey Goose vodka.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to drink it?
And I'm going to actually open it up right
now. This is going to be a good Friday show.
Open it up. You know,
because once that's open.
This tab.
You need a razor?
Is it corked or is it a screw-off?
There it is.
A cork.
You got to get the little...
That means it's the real good stuff because it's corked.
Right.
Now,
oh,
that's a lovely
fun
sound.
fun.
Let's look at this gift.
Okay.
Grey Goose.
Right.
Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Distilled and bottled in France.
Doesn't get any better than that stuff.
That's 1 liter. imported.
That's yummy.
Smooth stuff.
Do I drink Grey Goose?
I thought you did.
Unless I drink vanilla vodka.
Oh, no. Johnny, you don't need to do that.
Oh,
you don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
No, don't do that.
Everybody, please.
What?
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh.
Shut up.
I'm going to close.
Shut up. We're going to hear this.
Oh.
Oh. My God. No.
No. Oh, no, no. He
poured
the whole thing in the trash.
The whole
thing.
Oh, God.
Listen,
ass.
Oh, no.
Now, listen to me.
And you're going to buy me a present on your birthday.
Oh.
You buy me and the card.
Smell that. Oh, oh, dear.
You buy me a gift on your birthday. You buy me something I like, okay? Here.
Take that empty bottle. Oh. Let that be a reminder.
See you Monday. Have a good weekend, Johnny.
Oh, oh, you heartless bastard.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible. There it is.
It's the vanilla.
It's the vanilla. Damn it. Why couldn't you have remembered that? Wow.
Hey, it smells like vodka in here.
Sure does.
Boy, the whole room reeks of vodka.
Your reaction is the best.
You like that?
You know what I'd say to you?
What?
Yeah, come on, pal.
Yeah?
Play along. Learn. It's right. A joke, Buzz.
No, I know.
It's a joke. You know what it's like? It's a, have you ever seen the David Letterman show?
Yes.
Where he breaks Rupert's window.
Right.
But he really buys him a new window.
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to give John the money for the vodka.
Was Buzz giving you the look like, oh, my God, what are you really doing?
I was horrified to see my favorite vodka going into a trash can.
No, it wasn't that. It was the whole, you know, John thing. Like, no. I know you. You're looking at me like, this is awful. This is, oh, my God, what an ass. What an ass.
Joe wanted me to ask if anyone has a colander.
Joe wants to drink the vodka out of the trash can.
And just because of that, Buzz, because of your sourpuss.
Yes.
Now I do demand a bottle, and I'm not going to pay for it. And I'd like it from you on Monday, please.
Grey Goose Vanilla.
Grey Goose Vanilla.
All
same
right.
thing from you.
More expensive than the regular?
About the same.
Okay.
Liter bottle.
Are you going to pour it out?
No.
Okay.
I promise I will not.
Because I know you like the vanilla.
I love the vanilla. It was just it was just a joke.
Right.
So let's celebrate John's birthday.
Okay.
By buying me some vanilla vodka.
Very good,
Monday,
then.
Please.
Vanilla vodka you shall have.
That smell of vodka permeating the studio's got me to thinking.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. That's all.
Where is that calling?
John.
Hey, all right, come in here for a second.
Oh, okay.
All right. Come on. See, Buzz? Kidding.
Well, I knew you were.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Don't cover it up.
All right.
There you go. Will a 5-spot take care of that?
Yeah, that was
there,
not
there it is.
No. There you go. Okay? So happy birthday and shut up. Okay, get out. Get out. But no.
What'd you give you? What did he give you?
Show Buzz what it is.
Let me see.
Show Buzz what it is.
The Latino?
What is
that, Franklin?
Buzz?
That's all? I'm kidding.
Now he's kidding.
Now he's kidding you.
All right. That's all for now.
Yes.
But never mind. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Poor boys in 20 different directions.
It was a gag.
The lad is just does not know whether he's coming or going.
It was a gag.
He'll learn.
I look over there, I look at Buzz, and really, you can say what you want.
Uh-huh.
I know you. The look was, and Buzz, I swear to Christ, I'm speaking as like I would in real life to you.
Okay.
The look was, you've gone too far. John is your friend. You know I get this way sometimes. And the look was, this might be one that's really over the edge. It's a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
It's a bottle of booze.
That's true.
Let it go.
Okay.
But really, let's make it two on Monday.
Two bottles.
Mike, what would you like?
Vanilla.
No, just one bottle of vanilla for me. But,
oh, okay.
But I think, Mike, weren't you taken aback by Buzz's reaction?
Yes, now that you mentioned it. I would like, I don't need anything for Monday. I would like perhaps by the big day when we're going to have the accordion player for perhaps Buzz to secure a monkey. Which I've wanted for 20 years.
Now you're asking the impossible.
I know, and I'm told every year that. But you know what? There's no reason why I can't ask every year.
A monkey it is.
This is not to keep. This is a monkey in the studio. I have asked for a monkey. How many years have I asked for a monkey?
Hold on. Joe.
Forever.
We have a monkey.
This is true, but I want a real one. And it doesn't have to be a chimpanzee. It can be a regular monkey.
Now I think that's over the line.
I'm not. Listen,
hey,
I'm not.
To at least ask Buzz. You know, because I'm only busting Buzz's balls because he gave me the sour face.
Yeah, you're doing a joke. And I'm sorry that I'm not.
Oh, but no, I'm not doing a joke. I really want my bottle of booze from Buzz.
And I really want my monkey.
Exactly.
And I'm saying, you know, why lay it on Rob? Rob's always got to do stuff. Why not lay it on Buzz to see if Buzz is a journalist? He can make a few phone calls.
But you can't.
I mean, Buzz probably has people that'll call him
but you
and say, I have a monkey.
But you can't piggyback on my jumping on Buzz to force him to get something to get your monkey.
Well, can I explain what happened? The subject of my day came up, and I haven't been able to think about anything else since. I've been thinking, even through you pouring out the vodka, I was smelling the vodka, and then, you know, I didn't care whether it was a joke or not, because I was thinking about my day with the accordion and the monkey, which I know is like more than a month off.
Don't count on the monkey.
I'm not counting on it. I'm simply asking for it. And since you brought it up, I can get any booze I want. As a matter of fact, I've got plenty in the car, open. But the fact is, a monkey on my birthday would be an accordion player and a monkey.
Okay.
Would just be, I'd cry.
All right.
You'll see legitimate tears.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see.
And Buzz, let's coordinate because your monkey might be able to play the accordion.
Now you're being silly. Now you're being stupid and silly, and I'm
right.
Serious. I'm making a serious request that I want an accordion and a monkey, and here you are. You get a monkey that can play the accordion. Then you're making it into a cartoon.
Yeah, that is silly.
It's a serious day.
One monkey, one bottle of Grey Goose vanilla, and something for my electrician. So, right on that.
Now, listen, you're the one bringing that in.
You're bringing that up, Buzz.
You're bringing that in. I told you before the show today.
He's a very good electrician.
What did I say before the show? I said, I swear to God, I won't bring it up, Buzz.
Right.
But you just brought it up.
I know.
So why was your wife busting the electrician's balls?
Well, I think she was confused, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully that's behind us now. Although I may need some special wiring.
But when you were talking about the conversation with your wife and the electrician,
yes,
didn't you say, I'm going to quote you now, that you explained things logically to your wife?
I thought so.
And she responded with a question that you believed
seemed unrelated.
That was unrelated?
Yes. Mm. I was confused and taken aback by that.
Does she know that you stole my signature move?
No, I didn't. In fact, I'm not sure I knew I'd stolen your signature move.
Oh, come on. Even Frida knew it was my signature move.
He's been doing it for years.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the phone down by the side.
No, I mean, I used to do it in front of the guys, but I would really do it. I mean, if I was on the cell phone or on a regular phone like I'm holding now with Frida, and she was really just letting me have it, I would go like this. Just set the phone down and, like, seriously, look at Mike or look at whoever. Wait 15 seconds, pick it back up, and it would still be, and then, you know, and I would do it when I was driving, set the phone down on the seat next to me, go about a half a mile, pick it up. You know,
all you have to say is,
Yeah, and what's the worst case? And it's the best when you're on a cell phone.
Yes.
Because the worst case scenario is that she gets done talking before you feel like picking back up and hearing whatever dribble it is, and then you say, I went into a bad cell.
Right. It worked
out. Oh, and hold on. Rob has written he would like a coffee cake on Monday, please.
All right.
And not like Entenmann's.
Like what?
Man? Although there's nothing wrong with that, I was thinking there's a wonderful place in Arlington, Virginia, Arlington, Vietnam, called the Heidelberg Bakery.
Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful.
They do have good coffee cake there.
He could probably get a good one over the weekend at Costco, too.
Well, Mike, or why not just go to the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh,
you know?
Man, now we're talking.
Do they sell coffee cake there?
I would settle for a cheesecake.
Oh, see, now you're talking. Now you just upgraded him. You upsold that. You upsold him to a cheesecake.
Yeah, with Butterfingers on it.
Now here's
Buzz is saying zip. Nothing.
Yeah,
I'm busy writing my list.
See, this is the funny part about this whole first segment. Buzz really still doesn't know how much is. I mean, I swear to you, my reaction to you was legitimate.
Right.
That I really thought you were giving me a look like, it gone too far, because I know you're good friends with John. Okay?
Yeah, but...
Well, that was my reaction.
Right, I understand.
You
know,
regardless of how you interpreted it, was how I interpreted it.
Right.
So, when we get past all of that, now the question in Buzz's mind, does he really have to go... I mean, not you have to do anything. You know, I'm not your boss.
No, of course not.
I'm not your boss. I'm just some dick on the radio. But I know now you're wondering, is this really a joke about the vanilla vodka and the coffee cake and to a lesser extent, Mike's monkey?
But I know you love the vanilla vodka, and I'm definitely going to get that.
I believe I can get the coffee cake.
Hang on, I'm not finished.
But I'm just not for you. I'm just, what do you mean to a lesser extent?
What didn't you understand about to a lesser extent?
Well, I know that the monkey is just a request, but it, to me, it's extraordinarily important.
I really don't want the vodka.
And
just if you're wondering,
uh-huh.
I really don't want it.
Okay.
But you know what I would like?
What?
Surprise me.
All right.
but not something, you know, that you know I like.
Uh-huh. All right, you know what?
Surprise.
If you're doing that,
all
I'll
right.
show my flexibility.
Okay.
I'll accept another circus animal.
All right. A monkey?
No, I will accept another animal, seriously, that would perform in an entertainment venue.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that might be a
in a
bird.
Sex show, a donkey.
Right.
From a Mexican donkey sex show. Oh, and happy Cinco de Mayo. Where's the Mexican-American song?
Oh.
I can't believe that we've not saluted our brothers and señoritas.
It's a special one this year with all the goings-on.
So anyway, Buzz, seriously, don't buy me nothing.
Okay.
Really, and that's my bottom line.
All right.
Don't buy nothing.
Okay.
It was just a joke. Really.
Okay.
Swear to God, just a joke.
All right.
Okay. I can't say the same thing.
I know. And I haven't scratched monkey off the list.
I really think you might be able to do that.
I'd be lying. Or some other performing animal.
Yeah.
Genuine performer.
He said circus animal.
I know he did.
A camel, a tiger,
mm-hmm.
a pachyderm.
Why not Pam Anderson?
Or a trained horse.
How about this? How about a monkey and Pam Anderson comes in and puts on a strap on and then takes Mike on the ride of his life?
Now, you know,
can you make that happen,
I
Buzz?
Think Pam Anderson comes with a monkey.
Now, look, you said Pam Anderson now. You put that in my head, too. If you could get, like, Pam Anderson to call or something like that, then I wouldn't need a monkey.
But still an accordion.
Accordion is, I thought that's a given. That's a lie.
Well, we assume that.
No, really, I don't want to change it. I don't want to water it down. But, you know, if you had an accordion player, a Pam Anderson, and a monkey, I'll never require another birthday celebration.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
No, they don't.
Flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
Yes, they do.
Mexican Americans are named Tata. And Gemma, and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Don and Mike Show, hello there.
Hey, can Buzz read that list on the air, please?
Which is his shopping list? He doesn't really have one, really. I'm just kidding.
I do.
Oh, well, all right, go ahead.
One Grey Goose vanilla vodka, one monkey, one coffee cake, either from Heidelberg Bakery in Arlington or the Cheesecake Factory, and something for the electrician.
Okay. There you go.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's on the list.
Bye-bye. Good.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Just so we're square so we don't talk about this during the commercial break.
Right.
I was kidding.
Right.
Okay. Because I thought you were really like giving that. And sometimes
no,
Bud.
No, actually, Mike had said, you know, he was excited and he saw you opening the bottle of vodka. And I really thought we were going to have some vodka. And I was really excited about that, like Mike.
It wasn't
and then
a
I
friendship
saw,
with
and
John.
Grey Goose is my favorite.
Oh,
I
well,
love
then.
The
okay.
Grey Goose
oh,
vodka.
So your reaction
and
was based on a booze thing.
It was
so
seeing that wonderful beverage going into a wastebasket.
Then I apologize.
This is John.
Hey, you should know something.
Yes, sir?
Buzz is not the friend you think he is.
That's right.
I know. He's been leading me on the entire time.
Because, right. You know, like the other day when I was yelling at you just for being a jerk face, he was sitting over there the whole time giving me the hangdog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, come on. This guy's my friend.
Today you were getting the hangdog simply because you were pouring that vodka into the trash can.
Yeah, nothing. He's not even your friend.
I can strain it for you, Buzz.
Thank you. Please.
He's not even your friend. I'm more your friend than he is.
Well, I appreciate that.
Was that an empty trash can you poured it into? Had it
no.
been, or was it like from the previous show?
You've no. already spit into it today.
Oh. There you go. It's a collector's item for the fans.
Sure is.
Okay. I already spit in it. All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday. John.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, me too.
Hello. This is the Stupid Show. You're on. I'm Stupid. Here's my other friend, Stupid.
This is a bunch of guys that enjoy talking to each other.
We're joined by my other friend, Stupid, and back here, Stupid.
How mm-hmm.
Hi. Maybe you saw us featured in the Tom Arnold movie, The Stupid.
Stupid. What a great movie that was.
All I remember about that is he wears a straw hat
and an undersized sport coat.
Why is it we know that?
To make him look stupid.
Let's get
like you got to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Stupid Show. Hi there.
Yeah, I want to play Honk for Percocets.
Does anyone have any? Is anybody holding?
No.
Like
me.
I said, the you know, Honky Stupids. Although, bear with me, I am going to the dentist tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. You're having your procedure finished.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas? Hey,
hi.
I went and saw Mission Impossible 3 last night, and actually it was pretty good.
Besides
the fact that Tom Cruise runs 300 miles an hour in the entire movie, and he looks like an absolute star.
You know, the phone sounds off. Oh, that's too bad. Hello? Crap. I'm looking for... we lost the caller.
Yeah.
It sounded like he liked it. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
It's your genre.
It's the first movie that's come out in a while that I feel like, okay, I'm getting that false sense of momentum, like, this is the blockbuster I've waited for.
Right.
Because I like the guy Capote, the Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, pretty good casting, and he's hot now as a villain.
Bad guy, and, you know, I like Tom Cruise as...
a lot of ladies that are easy on the eye in
Ethan
that movie.
Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. Nice action flick.
Yeah.
I'll go see that this weekend. It's
supposed to be great. For what it is, it's supposed to be very good.
First movie event for a while.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward. Sadly, I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
You know? And I was telling somebody the other day about that I don't know when it stopped being the big summertime movie would, like, get me woody.
Right.
But I'm thinking back, like, when Will Smith was hot, when it would be Men in Black one summer, and then the next summer it was whatever.
Independence Day.
And it was like, you had these movies, and I wasn't even really a big Will Smith fan, but you just get caught up in that whole, and now they just throw, they're like monkeys at the zoo, they just throw the feces up on the screen, and whatever sticks, you know, like RV or...
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, you know, the fat girls, PHAT, whatever doesn't stick, it's out of the theaters in 2 weeks.
I think you're going to enjoy this one. I think it's going to be worth the trip.
Hope so.
Looking forward to it. The only thing to make that movie better would be some vanilla vodka.
And a monkey.
A monkey? And a coffee cake from the Heidelberg Bakery.
That's right.
Heidelberg.
Ah.
Oh, we got the coffee cake, Bo.
Heidelberg. Hi.
That's our check.
Hi.
You do not accept American Express.
This is the Stupid Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. I don't understand the debate about the Golden Boy's birthday and his wishes. How can there be a debate?
I agree. Well, you know, finally, really, after an entire show.
The Golden Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
An entire show yesterday, and you know, where were the intelligent calls? We have this incredibly lucid, intelligent,
cutting through everything.
Wish we could have spoken with him more.
That's great. We'll come right back. You know, we've not yet talked about the party that we had the other night,
the
Wheel Rank number 15 party, and we've not talked about it in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to meet just an S-load of our listeners.
A lot of people.
Couldn't have been nicer. Some of them I would like to cite. I'd like to write them up.
Mm-hmm.
There were people I remember just by their faces and what they said.
Right. Old friends, too, people that we saw, you know, new listeners and people that have been to previous shows.
Yeah.
It was great.
Very nice. We'll talk about that. And the highlight really has to be a little story called Joe and His Hog.
and His Hog.
Mm-hmm. Joe was outed over the weekend.
Wow.
I mean, over the Monday night or Tuesday, whenever we were there.
And then at some point today, we got to listen to this.
Kitchens with mouse droppings, roaches, even broken refrigerators. May sound like a dive, but your kids are eating there. Our Fox 5 investigation still ahead.
That's great about mouse. You know, we still got the feature about mouse feces in your kids' food.
Serving up filth.
Ain't that great? So we got a big Friday planned. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What if, and I'll throw this challenge out to President Bush, that we do President Idol? A couple of songs, a bit of dancing, and I'll judge it. I'm more than happy to judge it. Maybe that's how we should decide the next president.
All right, Judy. Let me talk about duty.
Why?
Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it.
Duty.
For everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
For everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Smash it.
Duty. Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
It's all over TRL.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's big.
They crapped their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Obviously, we've got a lot of great tapes about Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
We played a couple of them today. The best one is one where he says, that me.
Come on.
He's got the smallest ego on the show.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
That's why I played Mike's jingle when we played that. But when we were at Mike's joint the other night for the number 15 party and American Idol was on,
right.
It was not until, I guess, today, last night, I was talking to my chick and she said, I can't believe that you've not commented about the end of American Idol. I was on the phone with her and I was like, excuse me, I saw it at Mike's place. Paris got voted off. She said, no. As soon as the show was over,
right.
And I guess we're going to be the last to know. Because we were
out of the joint.
They put them all on an airplane. Now, listen, the next episode is custom made for us. They're flying to Graceland.
Oh, wow.
Where they're going to be all week working on Elvis songs. And the producer who's going to be working with them, Tommy Mottola.
Fantastic.
Mariah, you won. Face bitch.
Tommy Mottola at Graceland.
Hey, how are you doing?
How great, ally.
What a friend we have.
In Jesus.
Hello. Your name is McPhee.
Man, what a lovely girl. You wearing cotton panties?
I love to cut loose, Jack.
Me.
Taylor Hicks, how are you?
Hey, Elliot Yamin. What's wrong with your teeth, Jack?
Those are weird teeth.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Hey,
who is Ryan Seacrest, man?
Man, he's a little bit of a guy.
I'll tell you what, Jack.
I'll tell you.
I was on American Idol for 7 days. They said I was strung out.
I haven't been strung out on anything except music. Music, Jack. I wear a bulletproof vest.
You know who I like on American Idol? It's Paula Abdul. She's the one that reminds me the most of me.
Me in the later years. Yes, sir.
If I was not purple and bloated, but had nice big balloons in my shirt.
Paula Abdul got sick in the hospital. In this day and age, you can't even get sick. Hey!
She had an infected fingernail, Jack.
She's in a lot of pain, man. But, you know, everywhere I reach, she was strung out.
She's never been strung out on anything except Charlie Sheen.
If I hear or find anybody that's been passing those rumors about Paula Abdul, I will tear your tongue out by the roots.
Goodbye, Paris.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, can't believe we didn't mention. Well, yeah. Yesterday we didn't really have time to mention that.
So is the theme going to be all Elvis songs?
I'm guessing all Elvis if they're at Graceland. So that's the update on American Idol that I guess we should have talked about. Oh, the party at your joint on Wednesday night. We had an assload of listeners come down.
Very good turnout.
Gave away a lot of those rear number 15 buttons.
Right.
Which incidentally, a little behind-the-scenes stuff from me to you. They're collector's items. I can't really go into great detail about how I know this.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the ratings that come out. As I've mentioned, it's a monthly cycle of things. It's a
right.
Three-month cycle. I can't tell you why.
Are you going to update us on the next cycle? Are you going to wait till the very end?
No. From now on, until we climb all the way back up to the top, this is going to be like, for you chicks listening, this will be like a painless period.
A monthly visit.
That every month, your friend... That's right. A painless period.
Painless
period. Every month, you're going to have to get out your Don and Mike tampon because... We are going to make our ratings are so good, it's going to be a bloody mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know that next month's ratings will be substantially better than what we're dealing with now.
Good.
To be followed by the next. And then, you know, after that, all bets are off.
Up, and up.
But, you know, things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So get these buttons while you can.
Yeah. We'll give you an update next month.
Yes, we will. And we'll have at least one more stop before the next monthly thing comes out
good.
To try to get some more of those buttons out there.
Very good.
We've met so many nice people.
Wonderful people.
All I wanted to say was, before we started goofing on Joe, was one thing that I don't know if you saw the thing that I did on Channel 9. This may have gotten cut out. when I was talking about life after freedom. They asked me, like, how has your life changed, blah, blah, blah. And I said the truth, that I thought that parts of Frida had morphed into me,
yes,
but that you would never know it listening to the radio. Because, I'm going to be the way that I am on the radio. And that's universally something. People came up to me at the restaurant at your joint, and they were very nice, but after a while I wanted to say to them, how stupid are you? They'd be like, I saw that on TV, and, oh, I thought you were really the way you are on the radio all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like... Okay, stupid. I'm doing something here. It's an extension. If you could say anything or you could do anything, within reason, but that's not the real me. Not that I'm a super guy. I consider myself to be, frankly, kind of a loser at life. But
I've always believed that if you or anybody that does this type of thing went home and were like that 24/7. We'd probably be institutionalized.
Anyway, I had just so many people come up to me who were very nice and said, they saw the thing on Channel 9, and I think those people may have saw, I guess my long-winded point on this is that one thing I said on TV was that I thought part of Frida had morphed into me, that I felt, for whatever reason, not on the radio, okay, where I'm a dick, but in real life, with real people,
right,
because I am shy and I am introverted and I am reserved, and Frida was always saying to me, why can't you be engaging towards me? Why don't you, she would say, you scream to Bart, look at people in the eye when you meet them, make a good first impression. She said, but what do you do if somebody comes over to the house? You have to meet a listener. You want to hide. And I even did it at that cigar thing with my chick the 3 or 4 weeks ago. I want to hide from people.
Right.
Well, I'm really getting over that now, and I was happy to meet so many people who listen to our show and support our show, and I hope that they got that vibe from me, that I wasn't giving them just the standard, hey, hi, thank you for listening.
Right.
That there was a lot of actual conversating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I like that. Conversating.
Yeah. I know. Conversation. We were conversating. There was a lot of good one-on-one. I'll tell you, there was quite a few cougars that came up to me.
There were two cougars in particular that I, and in fact, my only, what I would describe as problematic exchange was with two women who would best be described as cougars. I normally like cougars, and there were a lot of nice cougars there.
And
these ladies weren't that not nice, but they were kind of, I forgot what she says to me. I remember now. She says, walks up to me and says, you have a bit of a PR issue.
That was, what about our show or your restaurant?
I didn't know. I said, what do you mean? Yeah. Logical next question, what do you mean? She immediately says, oh, no, never mind.
Oh.
And right there, I'm like, I'm trying to
That's
keep
cool.
it in check because I just want to say, oh, you're gaming me. You're playing that same thing. You got a PR. And then, she had the turn down mouth, like the uptight woman that has the turn. And she said, don't worry about it. Don't worry. And I had no idea what she meant. And I was freaked out. I was freaked out. But by and large, I thought everybody was very cool.
No, and I hate people. But I had a marvelous time. And there was...
what I liked about it? People were so very cool.
Yeah.
Whether they were fans, whether they were turbo fans of the show, it didn't matter. Everybody was just kind of nice. You know what it was? I think it's the fact that we were just walking around. A couple of people I talked to said, I didn't think you guys were going to actually just walk around. I said, well, yeah, sure. That's what we were here to do.
Sure.
We said that.
Well, so there were some cougars that I wanted to say hello to. And I said to both of them when I met them, I said, boy, you are mega cougars. And one of them, she this is a good, you're talking about your icebreaker, right? This woman came up to me and said, hi, how are you? And I said, very nice to meet you. She said, I hated you for a long time. okay, nice to meet you, honey.
Sounds like the same woman.
But they were nice. Yeah. There was two or three cops that were in there.
And the lady that even said that to me was
extremely cool.
The lady that said that to me about the PR wasn't rude.
Right.
I mean, she just said it and then she backed away from it, which kind of drives me insane.
I know.
She wasn't rude.
And goddamn, there was the FedEx guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a great. I mean. I very rarely come back from an appearance and go, oh, you know what? That was fun.
It was delightful.
It was fun. I love it when people will talk to me about stuff. here's a little clue to me. I like talking about things that I'm interested in.
Ah,
okay, that's, there's some insight.
You write that down.
So a guy, some guy comes up. Guy looked like three sheets to the wind. Guy comes up to me, big boozy breath in my face. You know. Now, really, the old me would have turned and done a 180, mm-hmm. and would have like done that boo-da-boo-da-boo-da thing like Tim Russert did, like
right.
when the Tard came up to him and he said, "Oh, have you met Bob Schieffer?" No, but I see this kind of drunk, hulky guy coming over, and he puts out his hand. I said, "Hi, nice to meet you." Of course, I'm getting every smell of whatever whatever you're pouring.
Right,
he's been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and
mm-hmm.
it's just like it's overwhelming me. But right, he says, "Wilson, I love this. Would you talk to Brian Wilson?" So
yeah.
I thought, oh, you know, hold on. Here's a guy I could chat with. Mm-hmm. It turns out the guy had his business cards made up with Brian Wilson's picture on them. I'm not really sure why.
That's awesome.
I know the next day I was cleaning out my pockets to take the clothes to the cleaners, and it was like, Brian Wilson. Oh, yeah, some dude gave me that.
Has a business card with Brian Wilson's face on it?
Yeah, I don't know. He was a nice guy. I mean, mm-hmm. he's the type of guy that before I probably would have said, "Hi, it's nice to meet you," and he would have walked away and thought, oh, you know, he's nice, not a dick.
Right.
But I took the time to chat with some of these people, and I wanted to tell them, thank you. I appreciated it. And the guy from Starbucks, very nice. Next time, listen, I'm not proud to say this. Bring me the gift certificate. You want to bring me something? Don't bring me a freaking hat.
Right.
Bring me something for a free cup of coffee.
Right.
After all, remember, I love my hair cuttery car.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So the FedEx guy was there. There was chick that looked like Star Jones before she lost her weight.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And then she said to me, she had like a Billy Idol hat on.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
right.
I know who you mean.
So she was standing and she said something like, "Come here, baby. I got some brown sugar for you." I said, "Oh, baby. Hello. Hi, baby." She said, "Now come on, tell me celebrity I most resemble." And I said, "Okay, Star Jones." And she said, "I love you." Well, I think she was probably thinking, you know, not that it's a gigantic change. Star
right,
Jones.
Right.
I mean, how much polish can you put on a turd? Talking about Star Jones, not this nice woman.
Right.
But it was, I know it sounds jive. It was nice to meet all those people.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a lot of years, and it was very, very interesting to see how mellow people were.
Yeah.
It was not, and when I'm saying mellow, I mean they were very enthusiastic, but in kind of a cool way, whereas, you know, sometimes some people can really be over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that were over the top, the guys that, you know, the drunk guys, the one guy that came up and told me he did impressions too, which is always fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Maybe it's because we haven't done this in a while. Maybe it just felt better. It felt better. It was so nice to see, and I would say probably 70-80% of the people are people that hadn't, you know, seen us when we went out the first time, you know, and it was just nice, and I had a good taste in my mouth. Well, that was because of one particular guy. No, it was just a really, really good time. It really,
well,
a good time
was
had by all.
Was that a gay thing?
Yeah, a little gay thing.
You had a good taste in your mouth because
up
of
until,
a guy.
Up until the part that I, you know, would forget just because of normal, you know, activity.
Oh, your blackout time.
My blackout time.
Right.
I really had a fabulous time, and I was looking to make sure all you guys were having a good time.
No,
everybody seemed to be having a blast.
Everything,
you know,
was great.
And
though,
what I loved is that we all scattered. We all went to like different parts of the room.
We were doing our job and
really
having fun at it.
Everybody was enjoying it. That is something I really look forward to doing the next time.
Yeah, me too.
Now, the only thing that we can tell you, nobody did anything embarrassing, anything awful,
thank
anything
God
that we can come back and talk about, except for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Except for sweet, doughy-headed Joe.
I did not witness this. I heard about this, and a lot of people were talking
now
about this.
I know Joe was so freaking blotto when I left at about 10, because as I was leaving and still, you know, making sure I said hello to people,
right,
I would just say to them, you know, as a way to get out and also not be rude, say,
right,
I would actually grab people by the shoulders and say, "Okay, turn around. Do you see the guy in the yellow T-shirt? That's Joe.
There he is.
He's so wasted. You can go up to him right now and say anything you want, and he will laugh and go, yeah. And they go, oh, Joe. And one woman actually said to me, I hate Joe. I said, Go tell him.
Joe had camped out at the back bar. I'm not sure whether he moved from that location all evening.
I don't think so.
When he was there. He wasn't there, you know, it was super, super late. But he was there later than you left, and he was definitely in one spot. And, you know, from a distance, I observed him seeming to get really festive.
Slumped over the bar.
All right, so what about his hog?
Well, what I heard, Rob, you witnessed this?
No, no.
I heard that Joe was in the bathroom. This is all I heard about this. Joe was in the bathroom doing his business and did not lock the door. We were back in the VIP area, which has one bathroom, a special bathroom back there, and Joe was doing his business.
Number one.
And somebody opened the door.
Thanks for clarifying that.
It makes a different picture.
And somebody opened the door, and there was Joe with, things in hand and taking care of things. And I think he continued to do what he was doing
with the door wide open.
What I heard corroborates that, except with the added detail that he waved.
He waved and
that's
continued what he was doing.
Not with his hand.
Hey!
Nobody witnessed this.
Nobody in our crew witnessed
this. No, this is the first I've heard of it. Actually.
I heard of it from a listener.
A listener.
And it's a unisex bathroom. Was the door opened by a male or female?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Call the back room right now. Or Joe will remember.
God, he was out of his mind.
Arninger.
It's my yellow shirt.
And Joe was very punctual that night, too. We didn't mention that, too.
All right, Joe was 5 minutes late.
Yes.
Joe was late, and we were all there. Everybody was there waiting for Joe.
Ready to go out.
Well, just Joe, I can't get through to you on the phone.
Just come in here, please.
Maybe he's in the bathroom.
Waving at people.
Hello.
He did seem happy. He seemed like he was enjoying himself.
Oh,
okay,
sure.
Well, we sent a search party out for him. Hi. Oh, hold on there, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, friend.
Hey, I was the photographer that night. I want to know if Mr. Spiewak got the images.
Did you get the images from the photographer?
Oh, good. I can't wait to see those.
Thank you, Mr. Marine.
Is this the Marine Corps photographer?
Yes.
All right. It is.
Very good. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, Joe was definitely out of it that night. I think maybe I came upon him once or twice and opened the door. Not by, didn't do it on purpose, but...
Did you get any photographs of Joe?
You say you came on him four times?
No, I didn't have the balls to do it.
Came across him. Came upon him. It sounds like you had the balls to do it.
Wow.
Four or five times. You should be in films, my friend.
Well, he is a Marine.
And a photographer.
Joe, isn't there something you'd like to say before we grill you about your hog?
Brought to you by Head-On. Head-On products are available prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head-On today. That's all it says.
He's going to say the Don and Mike Show is brought.
Well, you're just supposed to figure that out. What does it say up on the very top of the page?
Westwood One Billboard. Read one time daily, May 1st through May 5th.
There you go. Thank you, Joe. Okay, so you're standing at the door. You're going tinkle.
That lock on that thing doesn't work so good.
It works beautifully.
You're going tinkle, and someone opens the door, and what happens?
Some guy opens the door, and he goes, "Hey, it's Joe!"
Now, here's my specific question about this. Did you? You were in the middle of doing your business, and you didn't stop.
Of course not.
Okay.
I got nothing to be ashamed of.
So the door was open wide and they left it open after they...
No, they closed it.
Oh, they closed it for you.
It wasn't like it was just there.
Right, right.
I waved.
Were there any ladies happened to witness?
So, not that I recall.
So when you waved, were you standing there handless? Was the hose like one of those crazy silly string hoses? You know,
I have two hands, Don.
Right, so
I waved with one hand.
While holding with the other.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And were there any ladies that got the benefit of seeing this?
All guys in line.
All guys in line.
Yeah, great.
Do you think it threw off your aim, the fact that you had to turn to wave?
No, I'm pretty good at what I do.
Now, Joe, we're hearing everybody say that you were having a pretty good time, that you were a little bit baked. I didn't hear anything from anybody that works there, unlike certain other employees that have been in the restaurant. Right. But
how are you doing?
were you pretty wild?
No, I had like five beers and four Mikey burgers and a funny shot that you gave me.
Ah, yes.
Redheaded slut.
Redheaded slut.
A B12.
Yeah,
same color.
That's right. He's talking about a hypodermic needle that I put in his butt.
And Joe, what was your highlight? Did you have the fact that you were invited had to be the highlight. Forget
he
it.
He got there.
I've answered my own question.
Thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome.
He made it the whole way. They let him in.
There he goes. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
guy.
I told you he's like a retarded dog. He's like a three-legged dog, isn't he?
Came in here, scratched himself while you were talking to him, and then, you know, sleptwalked down the hallway.
You know, his well, countdown's on, man. Countdown. And really, Joe's one of those guys. Countdown to the...
Right. If it could be 7 o'clock right now for Joe, he'd make it so.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I went to the party, enjoyed meeting you guys a lot. I talked to Buzz, too, and I really would like to have talked to him longer, but these women kept edging in and eventually just jammed them against the wall. And
well, that's Buzz.
Talk to him
that is Buzz. At a live appearance, Buzz will always be...
I tried to fight them off.
And don't think that we all don't walk around and look at you and go, oh, God, God... to exchange places for a moment, because, you know, Buzz...
Yeah, you and I will be nose-to-nose with, Johnny Vomit Breath.
Here's the thing.
But meanwhile, Buzz is over there talking to, like, 8 women.
I thank you for the call. And here's why it's even more frustrating now.
Why?
Okay? Well, let's face it, without being crass or crude...
All right.
I'm available. And I think everybody knows, you love Marcia. Yeah. You've been married to Marcia for 30 years.
Right.
You've got this incredible rap. You swang years ago.
People ask about that.
Right, I know they do.
Mm-hmm.
And your rap is, what works for you so good is that you're safe, but you're like a poon magnet, because they all come around you because they know that, oh, he's Buzz, he's so nice and safe.
He has the rap.
But he's happily married and he's so nice. Now, I got news for you. Before Frida passed away, I was happily married for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I could have walked in naked to a bar with $100 bills glued to my body, and I could not get attention from a chick.
No, and it's definitely, at that appearance, it was more than two sometimes. Sometimes more than two, like you had three that you were talking to.
At one point, I was sitting on the couch talking to Johnny Norman, just sitting, talking to your friend,
right.
John Norman.
Who?
I was sitting there, and I just said, look at him. And John said, who? I said, King of Stink.
Yep.
I said, look at that. You know what that is? That's a waste. That's a waste.
Uh-huh.
But you know what that is? That's like going to somebody who's... What did I say to him exactly?
He's trying to find the right analogy.
What I said to John was, I said, that's like somebody who's very skinny and can eat anything they want, standing in front of a candy counter going, do I want these or these or these or these? And then the woman behind the candy counter, who, of course, is topless, says, well, of course, you don't want any of them because you're so good-looking.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, you know, do you get what I'm saying?
I think so, yes.
You know, it's the forbidden fruit,
mm-hmm.
and it's there for you. You never bite the apple. God damn you. You never bite the apple.
Mm-hmm. I'm dangerous and yet safe.
Meanwhile, Rob's over there talking to some guy that, just got done playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Exactly.
Well, now, Mike, hold on. I just have to say, a lot of those people were the people that I had some pretty good Batman discussions that I think would be embarrassing to bring up on the air.
Well, there are a lot of Batman fans in this world.
My love of the 1960s Batman.
It was wonderful, but Buzz does hold court.
God.
Buzz holds court more than anybody holds court. It's amazing
sickening.
To watch.
I love them all.
But you're more popular
sickening.
Than you realize, though. You are. I mean, it was like I got a lot of that on, and I'm sure everybody did, because you know it's when I get the number one question will be, you know, where is he? Where's Don? And
because I'm so fascinated.
People don't sell yourself short. And women, and that happened with women and with men.
Mm-hmm. Not like with Buzz, though. I mean, no, people were very friendly and very nice to me.
But
and
he's sneaky. He, you know, he flies under the radar. The only person that can tell what he's doing is you. You're watching him because you always see him and you always point him out to me. And then I'll see him and am I a receptive audience too? Because Donald will say, hey, there he is over there. I'm like, yeah.
And we both
have the same kind of tone, which is, look at that.
And, you know,
look at that.
I know what else I did one time. I said to Rob, I said, this was at the same thing.
Right.
I said, you see that chick in the black? Rob said, yeah. I said, I think she looks like Catherine Keener. Catherine Keener, the actress with the funny nose.
Right.
And the 40-year-old virgin. Right. A lot of other really good movies. I said, I bet you, she's not going to have Buzz walk up to her. She's going to walk up to Buzz. And Rob said something like, well, she's walking up to everybody. It's this thing. And I said, no, no, no. You, I said, just stand and watch, just like I do with you, Mike. I
right.
Said, yeah. I said, 2 minutes. I give it two. It was really like 2.5 minutes. Right. She walked in the room immediately. I don't know what it is, if it's your musk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like an animal.
I'm very musky.
There she goes, over to the corner, and she's standing in line.
Yep.
She is standing in line.
And you know, you'll sit there, we'll be sitting next to each other, and you'll sit there and just shake your head, and I'll sit there and shake my head and drink another shot. It's very frustrating.
It's really wonderful.
I actually heard Rob standing next to a guy. Well, tell him what the guy asked you.
He said, hey, are you really a Nazi?
People ask,
not
yeah.
a joke.
Wow.
That's not right a joke.
No, and you know what?
That's why you have to run a disclaimer occasionally.
Yeah.
He's just really good-natured about it.
Like, I mean, yeah, well, they always were like the jolly guy.
And then I'm
like Hermann Göring.
Then I don't know what to say. I got it because there's a. And I'm just backing up.
Have you ever thought about having real fun and looking at somebody and go, yes, I am.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, I am Mike. Hi.
Aloha.
Hey, hi.
The analogy I have for Buzz and women. It's like Mike at the senior prom. Very safe.
Hey, that's
hey,
a good memory.
Go. That's a good, because Mike didn't get nothing off Candace Bush now.
Doesn't matter, though. I mean, a best-selling author and, author of Sex in the City. That
right.
was my prom date. I don't care.
Right.
You know what, really? At this stage of my life, I'm proud that I actually went to my prom with somebody famous.
That's complete in your case.
Thank you.
You didn't even feel her up.
I didn't even kiss her.
Faggot.
Hello. I'm not a faggot. It was understood.
Don and Mike was understood. You're a faggot.
Not a faggot.
Hello.
I got some later on.
Not from her, though.
No.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
I want to issue a challenge to you to see if you could name 10 of the Batman bad guys and the people who played them.
You know, please call me in the office with this useless dribble. Okay?
I like that exercise, though.
It's great. I can only get 9, and I know there's more.
Okay, Robbie, count.
You serious?
Here we go.
No, Rob can help you with
no,
that.
No, shut
right,
up.
Now, you're going to have on. To be... Now, I know you're a comic
Joker,
book guy. You got to be quiet, though.
Joker, Cesar Romero.
Right.
Shut up, please.
Hold on a second. I'm going to discipline this guy. Are you able to keep your mouth closed during this segment now?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Penguin, Burgess Meredith. Catwoman, Julie Newmar.
And...
All right, it's it.
No. Just on the TV show, yes, later Eartha Kitt, but Julie Newmar.
Mm-hmm.
Egghead, Vincent Price. The Bookworm, Roddy McDowell. Give me a second. Otto Preminger, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, good one.
That is a good one.
Hold on a second. Oh, boy. Christ. You know, then they started making, hold on, Milton Berle, Louis the Lilac.
You're at 7 now.
Three to go. Three Batman. See, it's going to take, boy, this really put me on the spot.
But I just think it's a neat exercise.
Yeah.
Three more to go. Van Johnson played, he had like a Peter Pan Robin Hood outfit, and he sang. I don't remember his name, but Van Johnson is another one. The guy Victor Borg?
Bono.
No.
Bono.
Victor Borga.
Borga.
No. It's Bono.
I had it right.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Oh.
Was he King Tut?
Yes.
Did I have that one already?
No.
How many is that?
I got 9.
And you're
missing
a huge one.
Yeah.
Okay, stop for a second. Okay, this is incredible pressure, guys.
It is.
Okay, let me think about your big, major Batman. I had Joker, Penguin, Catwoman. Joker, Penguin. Welcome to retard corner. Joke, is it one of the big four?
Yes.
Joker, Penguin.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, everybody stop.
Wait a minute.
I'm having a brain fart on this.
Everyone, I'm going to give you a hint. It's not, everyone knows it. Even the non-Batman fans.
Mm-hmm.
Joker. Penguin.
All right.
Frank Gorshin is the Riddler.
Yeah, that's it. That's 10. That's
10 for 10.
But you really didn't get all 10 because Van Johnson, you have still not identified the villain.
But he identified the costume. We know.
If you give me a second.
I remember the
guy. I mean, really, I just don't want dead air.
Is he the archer or was that Art Carney?
No, it was the Art Carney was the archer. Van Johnson was the guy that sang. Also,
the minstrel? Sorry.
Might have been. But
really?
Did you have that?
No, it just sounded like it might be appropriate.
Yeah. Spelled with a U.
Boy, and then there was False Face. Ah, let me throw this out.
Yeah.
False Face played by, on the screen it said, question mark.
Wow.
Now that counts, you Batman TV historians will know.
Mm-hmm.
False Face was a guy that could change his identity at any time, and they never revealed the actor who played False Face.
Wow. What about, there. Was there a Two-Face?
Not on the Batman TV show.
Ah, there you
know, I can't come up with who plays the Mad Hatter. Do you remember who played the Mad Hatter? It looked like Rip Taylor, but it wasn't Rip Taylor.
Everybody looks like Rip Taylor to you. Hello, Don and my show.
That's right, Rip.
Hello.
Hi. The villain you tried to think of is called the Archer.
Who?
No, the Archer was played by Art Carney.
Hello, Don and my show.
Yeah, this is Eric.
Yes, Eric. Hi.
Hey, was trying to get through yesterday with all the other retards for my Minute of Fame.
Isn't that too bad? That was yesterday and today is today.
Better luck next year.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, listen, kind of a abstract question about Batman. I'm not really into all that stuff, but have you noticed that a lot of people these days that used to be like the geeky nerds, you know, 10 years ago are, I don't know, just more in tune with the ladies, you know, now that Spider-Man movies are out and all these things are kind of mainstream?
No.
No?
No.
What?
No, what you say, like guys get stink now because it's okay to... No, listen, you still get ridiculed no matter who you are.
If you're a comic book
for
nerd.
For liking comic books,
sure.
Or comic book movies. Please.
Oh, no, my point is, like, look, all the computer...
Bye!
Get out of here. No, listen, a nerd is a nerd is a nerd is a nerd is a nerd.
Even the star, Tobey Maguire, is still kind of considered a nerd.
I consider myself to be a nerd as well. In that regard only. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What is Roddy McDowell that played the bookworm...
Who did I say?
Roddy McDowell. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't think you mentioned the bookworm.
You did say Roddy McDowell.
Well, then why are you calling?
I'm sorry.
No. Hold on. Well, no. This is not like the thing from the other day.
He screwed up. He's admitting he screwed up.
He just didn't hear right.
Thank you. I was under intense pressure, my friend.
Oh, that's all right.
Like, who wants to be a millionaire pressure?
And Mike's amazing, under-the-surface Batman fandom, it is the minstrel. That Van Johnson played.
And I didn't even know. I'm telepathic that way.
Telepathic.
Hello. I get an asterisk in this discussion.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, David Wayne played the Mad Hatter.
Ah, you're correct. David Wayne.
Right. And you forgot Ethel Merman as Lola Lasagna.
Okay, now listen. Son, it's easy to pile on after the fact,
that's
but
right.
I did come up with at least 10.
Lola Lasagna?
Off the top of my... It was in the third season, Mike.
Wow.
In the third lost season of Batman.
Yeah. Ethel Merman!
When they had to ruin the beautiful homoerotic love affair between Batman and Robin by bringing in Batgirl.
Oh, they split them up, huh?
Yeah.
Was Batgirl Robin's interest? Was that Robin's love interest?
No, Robin's love interest was Batman.
That's right.
I think we all know that.
Still is.
Do you have a least favorite villain?
Anybody from the third season. Like
Lola Lasagna.
Like Zsa Zsa Gabor or Liberace. When Liberace was a villain.
Right. What was his name?
Faggot.
That's right.
No, his name was AZ Malone. AZ Malone.
AZ Malone.
Okay, that's enough on Batman for today.
See, I don't care about Batman, but I enjoy the exercise.
Yeah,
the mental
fun.
Exercise is fun for me.
That's why I am an idiot. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
For music.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the...
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Keep O'Hara and I will stay by the bat pole.
Beautiful minds, Don and Mike.
Well, where you talk to a witch. This is from eBay. Funny. The buttons we gave away at the show the other night?
Yeah.
Johnny just came in, and they're on eBay. And the current bid for the buttons, yes. There's three of them, $26.
Wow. That's a lot of profit. That is a significant profit.
Description. Hold on just a second. What, Robbie?
I was really hoping you wouldn't find out.
More where that came from,
well,
man.
A bit with confidence.
That's right. These wonderful items were made by the Don and Mike. It cost 7 cents each.
That's mm-hmm. right.
These wonderful items were made by the Don and Mike Show staff. Well, not really, but...
The Keebler Elves.
Stayed up all night working.
Given out at a special party. To honor them for ranking number 15 of all radio shows in the D.C. area. Plus, you get a limited edition pin from Mr. O'Meara's restaurant from St. Patrick's Day 2006.
Wow.
All money from this auction will be given to a local charity.
Ah, very right. good then.
Called CASA to benefit kids.
So is there any detail on CASA?
No, it probably means, you know, like Carl Ass. Savings account. There you go, some guy named Carl. This is being done to give a fan a chance to have these very fun pins and help a good charity.
That's not really specified.
Bid high and bid often. Thanks, JB. Well, if you're out there listening, JB.
I got the postage.
Well,
hey, this guy.
$4.90. Rob, you know, you're pretty good at this. $4.95 for postage.
Ah, very good. What would be the real postage,
Rob?
The
real postage on that, you could mail that first class for like 70 cents.
Okay.
First class.
Less than that. Yeah, first class.
Two stamps.
You could put it in an envelope, and you could get away with it if you put a 39-cent stamp on.
I would put a second stamp just for safety. But
well,
still.
Either way, the message to you, JB, is if you care about the charity, give the money to the charity.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, please don't whore out the 7 cent buttons.
Including part of the postage.
Right. Okay? Thank you very hard.
Who would ever mark up postage on eBay?
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
I don't know who.
He's mentally retarded.
I don't know who would do that, Rob. I know, though.
Must be
right. Well, it's that time. Time to talk to somebody in the news. Time to talk to somebody topical, somebody timely. Now, you might think from super producer Rob Huback, who's already brought us the guy from Dateline NBC this week.
Yeah. Right.
The Kid Toucher guy. And who else did you get this week?
Nobody.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got now...
No, I brought you Rob Stallone.
Rob Stallone, the pornographer.
The guy making the gangbang with over 60 people.
Sorry to slight you, Rob.
And I mean, you're welcome.
I mean, seniors over 60.
That's right.
Well, you would think today it might be maybe somebody from Mission Impossible.
Right.
Not a chance. How about, let's see, big NASCAR race right down in Richmond.
Right.
Very close to where it's 3 hours away. I'm thinking about going to it, actually.
I know the new owner of the local baseball team, the Nationals. Maybe right. One of the owners or the new president.
Nope.
No.
Mike, today, and it's also Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo.
So you might think there might be some Cinco de Mayo guests.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No. Rob found out that May 5th, today, Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. is the day that witches around the world are planning to cast a spell of peace.
A moment too soon.
It's a worldwide holiday for witches.
Hey, Don, I thought all witches were evil.
And we're going to be calling... And here's the thing. This is almost like Gay Fawker in Meet the Parents. It's a man witch. I know it's the masculine name would be Warlock.
Right. A man witch. I like man witch better, though.
I like the sandwich.
Man witch sounds like you need a little more tomato sauce.
Right. I like the sandwich, and I like calling him a man witch, just like a male nurse.
Right.
A man nurse. The witch's name is Ed Hubbard.
And you said witch, and I was thinking woman all the way.
Buzz, you'll want to go to the website to see the crap this guy sells. It's witch school, WITCH, school. .com. And while Buzz goes to the website...
Gee, I want to go to witch school.
Let me try it again with my glasses.
I know a couple of girls who are graduates there.
Witch school?
Oh, this is a school. Different school. It rhymes.
That's camp, Buzz. Yes, sir. This summer, make it bitch camp.
You can go to that website to get your online Wicca and magical education.
I'm not misdialing this guy's number.
Is it busy?
What?
He's expecting our call.
Is it busy? No.
Hey, I got it. Maybe he put a spell on the phone. Ooh.
I put a spell on
you. You know, this would only really work for me if the guy answers the phone like this. Hello. Or he sounds like Vincent Price.
Hello. Hey, Serene.
Thank you, Robbie.
I'm the witch.
Oh, they sell herbs.
That's welcome now.
Funny, Buzz.
They do. He's on the website.
Let's welcome Ed Hubbard. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how you doing?
Can I get a question out of the way right away? Is your mother still alive?
Yes.
Okay, say hi to her for me, too, okay? Say hi to Mother Hubbard.
Will do.
Say hi to Mother Hubbard.
I can't believe
absolutely.
I didn't
get that.
Buzz, what is that picture you just found on the website?
Well, they also sell robes, and here's a model. I don't know if this is the gentleman we're speaking to, but it's someone modeling one of the robes they
looks
offer.
Like something you would wear.
At witchschool.com. I may get one.
Looks like one of your tunics.
Ed, is that you modeling the robe?
No, actually, that's one of our other people who are doing it. No, I'm not. Don't model them.
And, Buzz, check out the wands.
Yes.
They sell wands.
I always do.
Ed, you are a witch?
I am a witch.
Now, not like Rush Limbaugh wiping wands. These are magic wands.
That's correct.
Do they work, Ed?
Yeah, they work.
How long have you been a witch, friend?
15 years.
15 years? Man, oh man. How long does it take to really become a good witch? And not a good witch, but just a witch.
A practicing witch.
A practicing witch.
It takes about 3 years of study to really start getting some of the things under control.
Shouldn't you really be a warlock?
No. Warlock means oath breaker.
A what?
Warlock is a term for oath breaker.
I thought a warlock was like a very powerful magic man.
And that's what Elizabeth Montgomery taught us.
Isn't a witch really like a girl thing?
Isn't like a witch saying you're a nurse?
Okay. No, not really.
Or a flight attendant?
It means wise.
Stewardess?
Yeah, witch means wise.
Waitress.
Witch means wise. What's the difference between witch and Wiccan?
Wiccan is the religion. Witch is the common term they use.
So you're
fine.
You're a good witch.
No, I'm just a witch.
You're
I
just
would
a
never
witch.
Call myself a good witch.
What can you do, Ed? What are some of the things you can do being a witch?
What are some of your evil tricks?
One of my best ones is suggestion.
The power of suggestion?
Power of suggestion. Yeah.
Can you really get people to do what you want?
I get them moving in a direction I want them to sometimes, yes.
Can you give us maybe an example?
Reflection.
Can you give us an example of that?
Certainly. A lot of times I have gotten people to stop attacking other people. It sounds crazy, but mostly I use these things for peace. And I've gotten people
to hold on,
calm down.
Hold on. First off, you claim to be a witch.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
And let's find out, not only are you a male witch, but like you're a good male witch.
Do you ever do anything evil?
Do I do anything evil?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to
some... evil, naughty, maybe.
I don't want to talk to some pussy witch.
Hold on, naughty. I heard the word naughty.
Well, I've used those two words together before.
That's right.
Buzz has just held up a sign that says, you sell an oil called All Night Long.
That's true.
Tell us about that.
Buzz.
Well, Wiccans are very sexual, and we have, you need help sometimes keeping you keep going all night.
Sure. So, do the witches, do you have any, like, orgies or any fun things like that?
You're gonna burn!
There's events that break down into having sexual relations. There's certain events where behavior is allowed.
Can I ask you a personal question, if you don't mind?
He said there's certain events where that behavior is allowed. I want to hear about that.
I have one personal question, and if I'm off bounds, if I'm...
Go right ahead.
You like girls or boys or both?
Me? Both.
Yeah.
Both.
That's not an off question. I would consider myself an openly sexual person.
Okay, so is that
I know the old gaydar is still working. I got it. I knew it.
So you're bisexual?
Yeah, they would call me. Actually, I have a strong preference towards heterosexuality, but yes.
All right, so when you say these certain events, like...
That's like saying that you're a vegetarian, but really going ahead and, eating all the,
forbidden fruits.
You know what I mean, cheeses and stuff. I mean, if you want to...
Well, like saying you're a vegetarian, but really, you eat certain kinds of meat.
Well...
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
That was
very good.
Well put.
I was much better than my stupid example.
But I want to get back to the events you say. There's certain events where it kind of
evolves
into a group sexual thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Beltane. What we just went through is the biggest time of it.
What is it?
Beltane.
Beltane?
Cornholing.
Is that Poontang? Like
Beltane.
Beltane?
Beltane means May Day or Spring Celebration.
Well, that's like the ritual of fertility, right?
Gay Day.
Correct.
Huh? All right,
for
gay
one.
Day. Sure, Gay Day. Do you wear a pointy hat?
Do I wear a pointy hat? I have one. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, do you wear it like for your events?
Me? No, it usually gets knocked off way too easily.
Uh-huh.
They don't. Yeah. They're not very good. They don't sit very well.
Do you ride a broom?
No. No, I don't ride any brooms.
Do you wear a spectacular purple outfit, purple velvet cone hat with moons and stars on it, like what's his name, Mickey Mouse?
No, I leave that to other people to do. People do. No, I like black. I like black. I do like purple, but I like black.
Well, so does our producer.
All right. You got witches on one side. You got Satan worshippers on another. How do the two ever meet?
No.
So Satan worship and witches, they don't go together?
No, Satanism is a form of Christianity. Christians are not Christians.
You ever do a side job for Satan?
Oh, no.
So what's the most evil thing you've ever done as a witch?
The most evil thing I've ever done? Mm-hmm. I put a curse on somebody who says, if you just don't stop talking about me, you'll keep gaining weight. It went over 500 pounds.
Wow.
that
is right away, and I like that a lot.
Hold on now. Sometimes from the minds of the retarded Joe, good question. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Come up to the microphone and ask your question.
Joe's got a question.
Good one.
Mr. Witch, how big is your cauldron?
How big is my cauldron?
Yeah.
I have about a 24-inch cauldron.
Wow. Oh. From the mouth of babes.
Do you know a lot of sexy witches?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Why are you all hung up on this world peace thing today? You and all your gay witch friends going to get together and, are you going to think positive thoughts? Is that the deal?
A little bit more than that, but yeah.
What a waste.
My gay witch friends, my straight cave witch friends.
Oh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to focus on the gay, but golly, what a waste of witchery.
What if they can't achieve world peace, Don?
Well, that's not why witches are here.
Witches here? I didn't know you were an expert on witches. Why are they here?
Witches are here for bad stuff. Not everybody knows that.
No, actually, we're here for...
No, you're here to put curses on people? No, come on. Witches are on the dark side. You know, I mean, the witches are Satan's bitches.
Samantha wasn't.
Well, that was a TV show, Buzz.
Oh.
All right, there was
Glenda.
There was also two Darrens on that show.
Yes, there were.
And Mike Glenda was made up, too.
Yeah, that's true. Do you ever worry that a twister will drop a farmhouse on you?
Because I live in Corn District? No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
So, what time are you going to get together and think these positive thoughts?
Well, we've been doing it all day.
How's that going for you?
It went well this morning. It's going well. I'm getting reports from people. They've carried this thing out, and we're hoping to see what the results are.
When you go out to, like, a bar or something like that, and you meet a woman, does it work for you to say you're a witch?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes either get slapped, walked away from, or usually get pretty lucky.
How's it work with the guys?
Not so well.
Not so well with the guy.
Okay.
How many? Now, what are some of the things? Do you put stuff in the cauldron? Like, you know, you think of Eye of Newt and all that stuff. Are there potions?
There's incense.
Oh, he makes his own potions, Mike.
Yeah, there's potions. Incense. We put, you know, charcoal incense. We burn things in it.
What do you put on your tax form for occupation? Seriously.
Seriously, I put down owner of a witch school.
Okay. Owner of it. So you are the owner of a witch. You teach people how to be witches.
Over 160,000.
I've got a question. This is a legitimate question. How long, seriously, would it take, you know, if you had, like, special treatment and stuff to become a witch? How long, I mean, a crash course. How quickly could you do it?
A year and a day.
A year and a day?
What if you found someone who was just bursting with evil? I mean, you know, like, chocolatey goodness coming out of every orifice, except, you know, this person, I'm thinking about myself, of course, is just waiting to be a knight in Satan's service. What I mean
he
is...
He said,
like,
that Satan and the witches don't do the same thing.
I don't believe him. I believe that in the Wiccan fantasy, the warlock fantasy draft, I got to be the Reggie Bush.
Oh,
Okay. And to use the hottest player, and I know the Texans passed on him, but, I mean, my soul is so bad, so dark. I'm so ready to be a bad witch. What can you do to hook me up with a bad witch? I have no desire to talk to a good witch. Jesus Christ. You want to do something good? I tell you what. Fix the gas prices. Can you do that today?
Can I fix the gas prices?
Yeah.
No, I can't fix the gas prices because of the reason is...
Of course not. You know what a real witch would say? A real witch would say, ha-ha, my pretty, I cannot fix gas prices.
You want the whole wart and everything.
I love that image, but I wish you guys had filled that.
All right, or the witch would just say, I cannot do that. However, I can cast a spell on the
oil companies.
The guy on ExxonMobil who just
big
made
fat guy.
The guy that just made $8 million. How would you like it if he could never take a bowel movement again for the rest of his life?
Now we're talking.
That's an idea.
Mm-hmm. See, you can do that. Those Harry Potter movies ring true for you?
I like them. Mm-hmm. They have some good things, but no, those are just fantasy.
You know what the most modern day, and relatively modern, I'm saying, witch movie that I enjoy? The Witches of Eastwick. Could you make anything like that happen? Like the lady that throws up with the cranberries or whatever the hell she... The cherry pits.
Guy's an awful witch.
Not all witches are good. I mean, that's something in there. Witches.
Maybe next time our producer will book us an actual bad witch instead of a good witch.
Do you speak witch? Do you have any Wiccan witch things that you can say?
Mean like another language? No.
No.
I have a different language.
Do you have a spell or like a spell that you could like recite right now? An incantation. Thank you, Buzz.
An incantation.
How about the theme to the Barney show?
you think he's too loving a witch?
You ever go to the beach?
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
And I don't melt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have any Wiccan stuff you could say?
Oh, like what would you like?
I'd like to hear something.
Speak some witch for us.
Could you put a curse on CBS management?
Could I?
Mm-hmm.
It's already there.
You're right, Buzz.
Could you
bubble boil?
Like?
Give us something.
The name is Michael Hughes.
Okay. Like part of what we're doing today is let me go with prosperity because everybody likes money.
Okay.
Prosperity, a call to you to manifest now. Prosperity, rumble and shake. Prosperity now in my life I allow. Prosperity like an earthquake. It's hokey.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And every time you've been on this show, you just blow.
No, stop it. Now be nice. You might have a curse on you.
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about this guy. Please.
Should be.
I'd be more worried about this guy hitting on me in a bar. Listen, I love gay people. No offense. But you're not a witch. I mean, you're not my ideal.
He's not only a witch, he's a witch teacher.
Mm-hmm. Please. Yeah, it's like sending Jessica Simpson to teach our guys how to go fight in Iraq.
Do you dress in black, Ed?
I dress in black.
Very good.
Just every other color, too.
Do you have one of those every other color? Yeah.
I tell you.
Disappointing.
That's the whole point of this, is that we're not, like, all that different from everybody else.
That's a shame.
I didn't want to talk to Richard.
Oh, wait, here's one. Here's one. You know, this will clear it up. I'll be willing to make, forget everything Don said if you tell me you can fly.
Yes. Sure.
Liar. Oh, he's lying.
Liar.
Wasn't convincing.
Well, it's like saying, can you walk across water when you have a perfectly good boat?
Well, can you transform yourself?
You're working on it.
Can you take other shapes?
Sensibly.
Can you take other shapes?
Can you answer that? No.
Can I take other shapes?
Yeah, can you turn into a cat?
Oh, no, hold on, let me take that back. He can take other shapes.
No.
He laughed at that. He laughed at that. He's all right. He's just not exactly the witch that I was hoping for.
I know.
So we're talking to the good witch, Ed.
Ed Hubbard, who's like casting a spell for world peace.
Good thing that's right. Happened
good
today.
Luck with
it. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ed.
Good luck with your wands.
Ed, good luck with your day of world peace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just make anything bad happen? Would it kill you to do one bad thing?
Can you do something bad right now, Ed?
Can you do anything? Like, slaughter an animal, drink some blood, put a curse on... Oh, here, Ed, somebody told me this once. If you really hate somebody, what you should do is get an ice cube tray and take a small piece of paper and write their name and then cut it up like into little tiny... bits that fit into each of the ice cube trays. And then you freeze it. And what you're doing, in essence, is freezing their heart, freezing their life, freezing them out of your life. And then every time you use one of these ice cubes, it's like breaking their back. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at you.
Listen to that. You taught the witch something.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I cannot tell you how many ice cube trays I've bought and screw the pieces of paper. I just write Michael Hughes.
And he's still walking around.
And the guy is still walking around. Still walking around.
Is there any other trick that Don? Is there any other trick that Don could try for Michael Hughes? Come on.
Try coffin nails. Put him into the ground. What does he want to do with him? Does he want him gone? What does he want with him?
I don't want him dead. I just don't want him managing the station.
Oh, okay.
What could he do?
You can try they call a drive spell.
A drive spell?
Find him, yeah. Instead of trying to, what you resist, persist. So try to find him, just offer him the best of wishes. It sounds crazy. Oh, and then hopefully he finds somewhere else to go.
You know, touch a hand, make a friend. Eat me raw with a flavor straw. I would feel more confident putting the names into the ice cube trays.
How about voodoo? How about a doll? If we got a Michael Hughes doll and we dressed him like Michael, like with maybe one piece of his clothing, and we put needles in it.
Oh, voodoo doll.
Yeah,
Absolutely. Those things can get under people's skin. A lot of this is what we believe, what we think. Because we all share a consensual reality. If you believe it's strong enough, it will happen.
Mm. I thought this phone call was going to end 5 minutes ago, and that hasn't happened yet. All right, well, it's been something having you on the show.
It's been a slice of heaven.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
I would much rather have it be a slice of hell.
I'm going to go to witchschool.com this weekend.
Just a faux nurse, but have a super weekend full of... beautiful star-filled nights and wonderful cotton candy-eating days. And
have fun at that witch orgies.
And for goodness sakes, I'll do my best.
Don't think bad thoughts about anybody. Go against the witching code.
Sorry you weren't evil enough for Don, Ed.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Hold on a second, Faker. Carney. Hold on a second, please. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Here's our producer.
Okay.
Ed, how do you think it went? Yeah, I think they had a good time. I hope we can call you back sometime.
Wish his mother well again, please.
And we, cool. And we wish your mother well, Mother Hubbard.
Yeah. Well, what a disappointment.
Nice booking, Rob.
Nice booking. Can I share something with all of you? I think really what the whole deal is, you know, that whole nice exterior. Mm-hmm. He's not telling you anything. Really? The doors closed? No, I don't think he's a faker at all. Yeah. I think he did the whole thing with, hey, we're just like normal people. That's when you should be aware.
Yes. Like a magician. He's a conjurer. He's a trickster.
I disagree.
Yeah. He makes sausage disappear.
Do you know what happens? He says this to you, okay? He says, yeah, we're really nice. What did he say to you at the end? You got to give Michael, like, good wishes to make him go away.
Right.
He's all about the opposites. That interview was a sham. Because what he does really, he has the real life. The voice even changes. He closes the door and he turns into this.
See, you're like me. That's who you're helping for.
I'm going to fix that disc jockey that was insulting me and his buddy who said something about my mother.
You didn't even get old Mother's Hubbard, my old Mother Hubbard's cupboard.
Just felt a sharp pain. Oh, yeah. Oh! No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. I was pretending like I was a voodoo doll.
I feel something, too.
The air.
Working already. Put a curse on my butt.
Oh, man, there's your potion.
Mexican America.
Shark potion.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Yes. Like flowers.
That's how we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Right. Rob booked the lamest witch in the world to be on the show today to talk about the plan for world peace.
Well, really, what we want to do is make our potion for good. But the ice cube trick does work.
Mexican America.
Can I tell you something? It doesn't.
You've tried it. Over and over again.
All those weekends.
Swear to God.
I'm all done with the ice. We got to make another tray.
Swear to God, I tried it. Jack, coming on Monday, he's still here.
Mm-hmm.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to do it the other way. Oops, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. The thing didn't go.
I just was going to say that I'm actually going to walk up to Michael when I see him next time and say, hey, please stay around here as long as you can.
Okay, now let's try this again.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don
Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
We're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
No, we're not.
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
Okay.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
I make no promises. How about you?
I think he's being a little hard on us.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Hey.
Well, la, la, la. Don and Mike.
You heard it.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Oh, come on, Dr. Phil, lighten up.
You going to try to do that with me?
What?
Because I'll get all over you.
Oh, God.
Mr. And then I Philly. Sat and really worked it.
Oh, and Jerry Lewis.
Jerry. Are you a prostitute?
Yes.
Are you a drunk?
I am.
Enough, Dr. Phil. You've been drinking today.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
Got a lot of stuff we got to cram into this break.
Very good.
A lot of stuff that's been just hanging around all week long. And we got some pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. I ask you, I challenge you, identify these hands. We have this picture on our website today. I will tell you, Keith Richards.
How many other people said that when we showed it to him?
A lot of people.
Really? Not true, though, right?
Madonna's hands.
Really?
Wow. Madonna?
And I was really trying to guess. I mean, oh, my God.
Madonna is 48.
Looking good.
She's got a rocket body. She does.
She does look fantastic.
There's no doubt. And I think she's, I mean, all kidding aside, at the top of her friggin' game. Her new CD's great. She's out doing shows.
She had a period of time when she was, like, doing the horsewoman thing over in England. I've seen pictures very recently of her. She looks phenomenal.
But
the hands.
With all that having been said, check out the hands, okay?
You mean the talons?
My hands.
What's good is if she like flies around in an ultralight and she suspends herself from her legs, she might be able to catch a bass out of a stream.
That picture is on our website today, and so is this picture. This is a picture, here you go, Mike, of an action figure, and it's a George Lucas action figure.
Gay.
George Lucas wearing one of those Star Wars Stormtroopers uniforms.
Oh, his doll wearing one.
Now you got to understand.
No, I think, Rob, I think I need the Star Wars music for this.
Yes.
Let me explain to you exactly what George Lucas is doing. You might remember that George Lucas said a long time ago, if I recall, that he would never release Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and The Empire Strikes Back, the first trilogy, the last three parts, or is it the first three parts? I always get them mixed up.
It's the last three parts.
Anyway, the three good Star Wars movies.
The original.
He said he would never release on DVD because they would show the many flaws that were made during the filming of the movie. That the effects are not up to snuff.
Right.
So, you know, nerds have been waiting for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he has said, and he's been pretty true to his word on that, not going to release them.
Right.
Hold on a second. I say today to you, fellow Star Wars, although I'm not a Star Wars enthusiast, I feel a bond after my Batman discussion with you nerds out there today. His name is no longer George Lucas.
What?
His name is George Eisner. Because he has taken a play out of the Eisner Disney playbook.
You got a vault. Oh, he's going to do the limited time thing?
The three original Star Wars movies will be released for only 90 days. They will be out on September 12th. If you don't get it by December 12th, that's it. You're S-O-L. Now, hold on. What if you want to go out and buy these movies? Good for you. If you buy all three movies, you will have the chance. Now, Rob, help me out on this.
It's not the movies. You have to buy all the new merchandise.
Okay. Oh. Not only the three movies, but if you buy all of the merchandise that is coming along with the three new movies.
What, in one big package?
You have to show proof of purchase for all the new figures. that are coming out, and then and only then
will you be able to get the collector's item we have on our website today, the official George Lucas action figure. This guy has gone from saying...
So not only is he releasing in limited quantities for 90 days the three films, but anybody can buy those.
Right.
But the only way you get the George Lucas action figure is to buy all the other action figures?
Yes.
So that's like a prize for buying all the other action figures.
That's your reward.
He is going to... I mean, on the movies alone, it's going to be astronomical. It'll be probably a record-setting DVD set.
I made a genuine Homer Simpson dough today when Robert saw this on the Internet.
Oh, yeah, Rob's kid loves Star Wars.
I'm going to have to buy now my fourth set of Star Wars movies, and he's already fixating on it. You know, I couldn't even bring the picture into Don. He wanted me to leave the picture at home.
Wow.
Yes. Anyway, how about that? So he must have got a call from Eisner or one of his Hollywood buddies.
Apparently.
You know, hello, George. It's Michael Eisner. Here's what you want to do. 90 days.
90 days, limited release. The first word of sales, George, is to create urgency. Make sure you create urgency.
Yeah. And now, once and for all, we'll be able to see that Han Solo shot Greedo and not the other way around.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, you are correct. That is the George Lucas action figure, but you won't be able to purchase it unless you can prove to me that you have purchased all the other action figures, you greasy comic book selling moron.
I thought you were going to say greasy something else. About nerds, also, I came across this week. A lot of my stuff, like everybody's stuff, is Microsoft.
Right.
And I got a new computer about a month ago, and I had a problem with the software. Okay. And anyway, for whatever reason, I'm on some Microsoft mailing list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I got was like a PR thing saying, would you like to buy some more Microsoft products? And one of the, maybe anybody else out there who's gotten this can also call in. It's a little brochure. They send you a brochure with upcoming Microsoft products.
Right.
And inside, it's not a trading card per se. It's almost like a postcard with a picture of Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to, from my way of thinking, humanizing
full-length
Bill Gates.
Full-length photo?
Yeah, and shirtless.
Not full nude?
No, not full nude. But it's a picture of Bill Gates. It has the Microsoft logo, the Windows logo in the corner. Okay, that mm-hmm. everybody knows. And the quote on this thing is the card on the top is almost like a baseball card, except it's as big as a postcard. And it says, Bill Gates, the richest man in the world.
Right.
So I'm looking at that and I'm going, why are they sending me this? And then there's a quote on...
Why would they be reminding people that he's the richest man in the world?
There's a quote on the back of the card. You turn it over and it says, like, Bill Gates' philosophy of life. Mm-hmm. And here's what it says. I wish I wasn't the richest man in the world. There's nothing good that comes of that.
Wow.
Really? I'll switch places tomorrow.
Wow.
I'll switch places tomorrow. You're so friggin' rich.
You know,
you are sending out propaganda to get me to buy your product, and then you send me a trading card that pronounces you as the richest man in the world, and I turn it over, and it says to me that it's not really worth it, but incidentally, you'd like me to pay like $800 to get the upgrade.
This is what's strange about that quote.
Okay.
There is no, it is no secret that Bill Gates and his wife have done just amazing things philanthropically.
Yeah,
they have
sure.
done, I don't understand the game. I don't understand what the, it's difficult for him personally or what? He's done a lot of good with his money. What the hell is he doing?
Again, anybody that got this thing.
That makes sense.
Anybody that got this thing, call in, I went online to the Microsoft online, and
right.
they said, we'd like to send you, and I said, don't send me junk mail. And
sure.
Said, no, we'll send you the upgrade that you need to make Windows compatible with this other computer stuff that I have.
He's and not spending his money on haircuts. I mean, we've always said that, that's for sure.
No kidding.
I mean, really, the worst hair for the money that you've ever seen.
See, what's another thing that we didn't mention this week? James Gandolfini... was riding his Vespa. Is that the name of the little scooters?
Yes. Segway. Isn't it a Segway scooter or a Vespa?
Vespa, I think.
All right.
Not the Segway. The cooler one. The
All right.
one that's
right.
like a little moped. Anyway, somebody ran into him.
Oh, really?
Ouch. Somebody ran into him.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. The stabby. I'm going to kill you. Not me on my Vespa.
Okay, Rob. Rob wants you to know
uh-huh.
Bill Gates is worth $50
billion. That's right.
$50 billion.
Wow.
If he misplaced... If lost would be a better word.
Uh-huh. I mean, what if he just lost it?
If he lost 99.9% of his money,
yes,
he'd still have $50 million in his pocket.
How's that feel?
That's, that's got to get... I bet he sleeps well at night.
A lot of money.
Thank you for that. Okay, so I mentioned James Gandolfini.
Bad week for the Sopranos, my God, between Artie Bucco getting busted and Tony's bodyguard getting busted.
Right. Did I mention about the... Oh, The View. I told you that everybody knows that Rosie O'Donnell...
Right.
Where's her tape, Robbie?
Right here.
Got the job. Meredith Vieira's job.
Right.
Do you know it's in her contract? She can't cut her hair to make her hair look like Hitler.
Right.
And they are saving a lot of money.
Really? I mean, they were paying Meredith Vieira more money than they're going to pay Rosie?
Meredith Vieira made $7 million a year.
Wow.
Wow.
Not bad.
I have no idea. Now she's making $11 million to be on the Today Show.
Right.
She made $7 million. They got Rosie O'Donnell for $2
million. Wow. Overpaid.
So they are saving $5 million bucks. But then again, there's the craft services bill.
Yes. That's to make up for it there.
She gets all the food she wants.
Everybody knows that, right? That's the free food that
Where's
they have.
Where's my bagel?
Sitting around all the time.
Where's my bagel and cream cheese?
Now, hold on. I got tapes, too. I got like a million tapes not played this week. this is not even... This is a heartfelt tape by Shaq talking about Tiger Woods' dad passing.
All right.
But I only pulled it off ESPN because it's just Shaq. Okay. I love Shaq just talking.
Okay.
I mean, he says some very, you know, Shaq, I think you know this already, and if you don't, listen to me now. He's my favorite basketball player of all, even more than Michael Jordan. I mean, I'm not saying he's better than Michael Jordan, it's just for me. I dig Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
I think he's funny. I think he's witty. I think he does whatever the hell he wants. But God damn it, when he talks, Jack, I laugh.
Okay.
Here he is, and he says very heartfelt things.
Yeah, of course.
About Tiger Woods' dad.
Before we get started, I'd like to send my condolences out to the great Tiger Woods on the passing of his father. Tiger Woods said something that was very, very important that all the kids should listen to, is that his father was his hero and his role model, and I feel the same way. My father has been the remote control of my game all my life, and he gave me a call this morning. He told me, try a little bit of finesse. You know, the power game wasn't working. I was getting in foul trouble. My elbows was up too high, so he just told me to do something.
Do you know what I mean?
And I did that today. I stayed out of foul trouble, and I was able to do this. So if you have, you know, little boys, if you're having problems with your father, don't have a problem with your father. Father should be role models and your best friend like mine is. I love you, Butch, and thanks for the advice.
See, now again.
I love that.
Again.
I do love that.
That's why I love the gentle
giant. And that is lovable is what that is.
The message is pure Shaquille O'Neal.
Right, because he gets right into his
good guy, good heart.
Right.
But you got to know while he's doing it.
Sure.
He's wearing a white tux and a big-ass white top hat. He's got his pimp cane out.
Why did they call Ray O'Shack?
How you doing?
Oh, hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Why did they call Ray O'Shack? How are you doing? I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm Dennis Robin.
We haven't done it in a while. We're not prepared.
Little Shaq and Dennis show. Anyway, I'm just a big fan of Shaq.
I know.
Yeah. Love it when he talks.
And you're right. And there's something about him where he does whatever the hell he wants. It's great.
Even when he's talking about something serious, like,
right.
I went back on the TiVo like five times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, got to bring that one in.
I started getting into it when he made the transition into the I stayed out of foul trouble. It was great. I love that.
And then last night I'm watching more basketball.
Yes.
There's a shock watching the playoffs. And everybody's heard the story about John Daly saying he lost $60 million in Las Vegas. And I was watching my man Chuck Barkley last night,
right.
Who was talking about how he's lost millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Charles Barkley.
You know, do I have a gambling problem? Yeah, I do have a gambling problem. But I don't consider it a problem because I can afford to gamble. It's just a stupid habit that I've got to get under control.
How great is he?
Because it's just not a good thing to be broke after all these years. I got a lot of money, thank God, knock on wood. But first and foremost, it's my money. I like to gamble, and I'm not going to quit. I just got to get it under control. Every person who has
my
an addiction, whether it's drugs, drinking, or gambling, we all think we have it under control.
Wow. Wow.
Is he the greatest?
He is. You want to talk about telling it like it is.
He got some balls on him?
John Daly lost $60 million.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, or 50, right in the neighborhood.
I don't believe that. I believe maybe half. I think that probably, now, Mike, you'd know better than me.
Yeah.
I would think that he could go to Vegas and he would get a line of credit like for $2 or $3 million.
Well, Jesus, he's not talking about, well, you know what? The whales that come in there lose $20 million in a weekend.
How much is on the VIG, though?
You know, you actually...
That's what I'm...
You mean like what he hasn't paid yet?
Right, like if he rings up a bill for $2 million and he says, oh, I've only got $500,000 on me. Right.
You get about
and
a month.
And they say, okay, in a month, how much is lack of a better word, the interest rate over the 30 days?
But you know what I mean. But there is none.
You're late.
There is no... You get in a line of credit in a casino, you get the credit. That's part of the deal. They do the exhaustive check on you, and you get a line of credit, and you have a certain amount of time
but
to
what
pay
about
it back.
The guys
not
who,
like a loan.
But what about the guys who are friends of ours?
Well, if he's getting it that way, he's going to get in trouble, because then it's a lot of interest there.
Okay,
so you think a lot of that money might be interest or something like that with him?
I would think... You know,
I think one of the things about casinos, when you lose it, you lose it.
Well,
you got to pay it to them, and if you get a line of credit, it's not like you have a long period of time to pay it off, because that's the terms of it. You agree to pay it off in a certain period of time.
Is he like Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson? He's not made like $60 million, has he?
Yes. Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
John Daly has golf course interests. He has sponsorship interests that are probably just, not equal to Tiger, but you'd be amazed how much money that guy brings in.
All right, well then.
Because
I believe it.
On the PGA Tour, he's the everyman. Everybody loves John Daly.
All right, now one more with my man Charles Barkley. Again, and this is so great. It's like they're at halftime last night of whatever game it was. You know, there's so many on. I mean, who cares? They're all great. But it's like a halftime. All of a sudden, it's like he just says, hey, I want to talk about gambling. Here he is again.
Probably $10 million. I gamble too much. I gamble for too much money.
How much he lost.
And it's something that I have to address. I am addressing. It'd be the best way to explain it.
And then finally, here's...
Wow. $10
million. Here's Chuck Barkley talking about John Daly. Okay.
I don't believe him. First of all, John Daly is one of the nicest athletes I've ever met in my life. I could believe he's lost $20 million. Because think about it. If he's lost $60 million, he'd have to really have to make $200 million. And I don't think he's made $200 million in his career. I do believe that John has lost $20 million, to be honest with you. I truly believe that.
I wish him luck with our gambling addiction. What did I tell you? And
he tells it like, it's really, he's just,
he's too great.
He's not diplomatic. He says what's on his mind. I love it.
That's why he's great on those games. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hello, fellas.
Hey, hi there.
Cool. Interesting fact about Bill Gates, the man makes $4 million on interest alone while he sleeps at night.
Scary.
Wow.
Rough.
Wow. Really rough.
Well, he should stop sending out postcards saying why he's so sad he's the world's richest man.
Yeah, that would seem to me to be a bad sales tool.
He should give away computers.
He should sleep more and make more money.
Just one more thing, and I know we got the Friday favorite coming up. Will you give me just a moment? Because this is something... That's a weekend story from me. Comes from the Philippines, Mike.
All right.
I just read you the news story. Burps. Slurps. Thirsty cries echoed around the Philippine capital yesterday.
All right.
3,738 mothers gathered to break the world breastfeeding record.
I knew it.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sick.
Wow.
Sick.
How many?
Turn on. 3,738 mothers.
Is it going throughout the weekend, or was it a one-day deal?
Nearly 8,000 cartons of milk available on those women's chests. The previous record was 1,135 in Berkeley, California in 2002.
When are you flying to Manila?
Soon the show's over. I got a one-way ticket.
Fly to Manila for some vanilla.
One-way or some chocolate milk.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, so that's where I'm going this weekend.
You're incredible.
Going, I called director and said, hello,
Ritz-Carlton, please.
Ritz-Carlton, Manila.
Ritz-Carlton, please. Yes, are you the breastfeeding?
I'm here for the breastfeeding.
I'd like sweets.
No, just me. Just me.
Just me and a camera bag.
Just me.
Thank you.
Please send out some soap. Some soap, some bubbly.
And will it be warm in Manila this weekend?
Hopefully. What does a chap have to... Hello, concierge. Michael saw us up at the bridal suite. What does one have to do to get a binoculars? I can barely see the 3,783 women that are breastfeeding in front of me.
I told you, a room on a lower floor with a balcony, please.
Please! Well, I don't care if the neighbors are complaining. This is the Philippines. Isn't this like Europe? Don't you have a more modern thinking about nudity? So I'm sitting on my balcony nude.
Well, your very own Thriller in Manila. There they go.
The cream of the crop.
So to speak.
Bring it on. That's it. That's all we got from this week. Oh, the Friday favorite.
Yeah.
Brand new one. Think you're going to like it. Very friendly guy. I don't trust him. I'll tell you that.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I trust him in matters of business, Mike, but not in matters of the heart. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show.
If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Gonna go see Mission Impossible this weekend. God, I hope
people don't talk during the movie.
Shut up.
There'll be plenty of explosions, so you don't have to worry.
Shut up.
That's just kind of a preemptive strike.
Yeah, hope it works.
For me to anyone going to the theater this weekend, now the Friday visit.
Yay.
I don't even know this chap's name.
Mm-mm.
You might recognize him from his commercials on the TV.
Hi there. Would you like to schedule an appointment?
You're the carpet guy, right?
I'd rather go nameless. You're not going to find out
like,
my name.
Isn't it like 1-800?
I'd really prefer it if you didn't mention my name.
Oh, I know why.
But I'm sure that you'll be satisfied with any of our variety of services that we have to offer to you.
Aren't you an advertiser on our show?
That's absolutely true.
Isn't that why we're not using your name?
You might be aware of the fact that your legal department has warned you not to be too specific. But I think anyone that watches the television in the continental United States will be able to identify exactly who I am. And I'd like to tell everybody that we're available for overnight service for each and every one of you if you need anything at all. How are you, Don?
What's that smell?
Smell my fingers.
No.
I'll come to your house, install a carpet, and you can smell my fingers tomorrow. We offer a wide variety of wonderful services that'll help you improve your home overnight.
Now, you're just wearing that, appears to be a denim shirt.
I'm wearing overalls, too.
Yeah,
I forgot many different outfits. Yes, sirree. As a matter of fact, sometimes I morph into a cartoon character with a very lovely gray mustache. I hope you're excited about my visit. I'm excited to help you and all of your cohorts provide a better home environment overnight.
Can you help me with a crawl space?
Of course.
Are you familiar with crawl spaces?
We offer a complete line of body hiding services. You can murder someone in your home, and we'll be out tomorrow and show you exactly how to hide the body with no one in your neighborhood even being aware. We'll come right to your home with one of our many vans and hide the body while you sleep.
Now, I don't want to embarrass you.
Ask about our full range of murder for hire services as well. Why trouble yourself by getting rid of someone who's an enemy of yours and get the little trail leading back to you? When we can actually come to your home and murder someone, and no one will be any the wiser.
And you'll have this done in 24 hours?
Absolutely. We offer a wide variety of murder-for-hire services.
Now, would the salesman come out?
Dying, shooting, putting someone in a wood chipper.
Open, like, a case and show me, like, what, like a knife or a gun?
Sure.
Or...
Because we offer direct-from-the-warehouse murder.
You know...
You can enjoy yourself.
I don't want to insult you.
And if I've got you on the subject, I can tell you about our wide variety of Asian brides.
Wow.
That's right. Getting brides over the phone is a timely, time-consuming process. We take out the middleman. And you can go to the airport and pick up your bride with one phone call, pick her up tomorrow.
So you
She'll
call...
be cooking eggs for you on Saturday morning.
So you call the number for carpeting and you get an Asian bride?
Oh, we offer many more services than carpeting, window treatments, and hardwood floor installation.
You know, I've got to say something. Don't take this the wrong way. Didn't I see you on that Dateline special the other night?
Well, you may have, but I don't like to talk about it very much. But I can offer you a full selection of black market assault weapons as well. Assault weapons cost too much, but with warehouse direct pricing, you can get an assault weapon
okay.
in your home today.
How about if I wanted a six-pack of AK-47s?
Absolutely. It would be very, very easy to do that. Ask about our warehouse pricing on the complete line of hand grenades and illegal landmines. All for you. Because I'm such an innocuous and innocent-looking man with gray hair and a very sensible grandfatherly mustache, I can offer you services that no one else can. Very easy, with just a phone call.
Kind of look like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. Well,
why are your wives and girlfriends around? And have sex with them if you wish me to. That's right. We offer a variety of full-service options for you. You can have a hardwood floor installed in your den. I can come over and squire your wife, plant my fertile seed, and father a child if you're unable to.
Wow.
Should be fun. We install hidden cameras in your bathroom. Call us today and watch someone go to the bathroom on TV tomorrow. It's a wonderful treat. A lot of people in regular businesses aren't allowed to install hidden cameras in their bathrooms, but in the privacy of your own home, you can have visitors over from all over the neighborhood and watch them all go to the bathroom on the privacy of your own TV bedroom. We'll have a meth lab up and running in 24 hours. Crystal meth is sweeping the country, and the fact that we don't have any retail outlets allows us to put a meth lab in your house for the cost of what it would have to get a very nice oriental carpet.
All right, now, let's say I know someone who's thinking about opening up a house of ill repute.
Oh, I didn't even mention the fact that we do offer prostitution services.
Yeah, a whorehouse.
But not just any prostitution services.
No.
You see, you can't open a whorehouse. If it means the home, we can do it all for you. What we do is we provide 10 to 12 Asian prostitutes. Sorry to mention Asian again, but they can come to your house and ask about whether you want Asian, Latina, or Russian prostitute.
Latina.
There'll be 13 prostitutes in your home, and you'll have them out tricking for you the next day.
Will you be able to look at their carpet samples? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's why you smell my fingers right after I install your hardwood floors or your window treatment. I like to have this nice, mellow voice, and no one knows that I'm really offering a variety of illegal services that'll make your home more profitable. That's what I do. That's my job.
So you have guns, you have mines, you have chicks.
Oh, and when you order custom window treatments or vinyl siding, you'll get a delicious tray of pot brownies from me.
Oh,
that's the part I don't mention.
What about contraband? What about some H?
Oh, heroin. Of course. Not only the services available for a crystal methamphetamine lab, but we will bring a full-service agronomist to your house who will make sure that you know how to grow the finest opium poppy and heroin in the United States.
Wow.
Usually that's reserved for some of the Middle Eastern nations.
Now,
we can provide something for you. You'll be a heroin dealer in no time.
Here's a question for you. You've already told me all the incredible things you can do. I almost sound like an infomercial.
And did I mention shop at home? Shop at home, in the comfort of your own home, and enjoy our vast selection of clown pornography.
What about gambling?
Oh, gambling is wonderful. Would you like to start your very own illegal casino? Or have a poker tournament. Most of these activities are illegal, but the fact that we don't have retail outlets allows you to stay one step ahead of the law.
Your phone number, get it.
And you know, you'll notice that I only...
1-800...
Unfortunately, if you tie me into that phone number, I would have to come to your home and have you killed, along with anyone who happens to be visiting you at the time, and all of the family pets.
Can I smell your fingers?
Certainly. Take a whiff.
I can smell them from here.
Sure. They smell good, don't they? You know what that's the smell of? That's the smell of money.
Smells like death.
Smells like death? Well, perhaps I was working at someone's home just around the corner. Or perhaps shooting another television commercial. I showed everybody what wonderful hardwood floors look like. Overnight, with one phone call, we'll have it in your home tomorrow. And then, of course, I buried the woman's grandmother.
Oh.
Or was it the mother-in-law? I don't remember. But she was a relatively young woman who just wouldn't listen.
Now, how do you get... Here's a question for you. How do you get blood out of a carpet?
Very, very easy. With our full line of detergents that we get directly from our warehouse, we'll come to your home, scrub the carpet. There won't be a trace of anything biological. Bring all the CSIs in. They'll never know that you've committed a major bloody murder in your home. And if you do it today, we'll throw in a special donkey sex show for you and your buddies.
Now, you said a couple of magic words that really lit up my ears, like clown pornography. You offer clown pornography?
Clown pornography. Also, crush videos. Oh. Who doesn't like to sit down and watch a wonderful naked lady with high heels on crush a small furry animal? I always have a bag of lime with me. I dispose, no one knows. And with no payments for one...
With no payments for 1 year.
What? No payments for 1 year. Uh-huh. And all installations are done in the nude.
Ah.
By men or women. Old, young, fat, or skinny. Everyone comes from the warehouse and goes right to your home.
So I could call you at 1-800.
Remember, I have to offer this warning one more time. If you reveal my phone number, I'll disclose to each of your employers that you've been cheating the company out of millions of dollars illegally.
Oh. So I could call you at that number and I could say, I would like 6 hand grenades.
Yes.
2 AK-47s.
Sure.
2 hot Asian beauties with breast implants.
We could put that on the invoice, too.
Some heroin.
And with our no-fuss, no-muss invoicing policy, you'd know exactly where all the money went, and no one else would. Our top-tier padding is made of top-drawer Malaysian ging. That's right. We use marijuana to pad your carpet.
What about a nice...
You can remove your carpet today and smoke it tonight.
A nice New York-style pizza.
A nice New York-style pizza? Don't have any. It's perfectly legal. There's no need for that.
Oh, I get it.
My legal substances are vinyl siding, flooring, and carpeting. Window treatments. What else do I offer? Immediate installation. No payments for 1 year. Warehouse direct pricing. No clogged gutters. And pot.
Huh. Well, now, pot is not in your commercials.
I don't mention that. That's the secret part of the website that you have to have a special code for. We'll come to your house, provide you with the plants, give you some infrared lighting so that the plants will grow big and tall.
Now, let's get back to the murdering part.
Sure. Murder for Hire service is available for you and yours. Murder for Hire,
you're drug-
hiding bodies.
You're drug-
you do the murder yourself, and you'll get a much cheaper rate, and we'll clean up the mess.
You're drug trafficking. You're running prostitution, gambling, weapons.
And every purchase over $85 comes with a gross of Roman candles.
They're
illegal.
Well, now, Roman candles are legal in many states.
How about some black market Charlie Sheen sex videos? Say that fast. That's right. Black market Charlie Sheen sex videos.
And clown porn.
Clown pornography is our biggest seller. Why, we can put a beautiful cherry wood floor in your den and have a beautiful clown pornography video in your mailbox by sunrise.
Talk about you.
Sure.
What's your background, dude?
I'd rather not say.
I don't even know your name.
I'm a very successful entrepreneur.
You're just the guy from the commercials.
I've been working very hard for years doing what I do best, and you know what that is? Making people happy. And if they're not happy, I can make sure they simply go away.
Huh? I couldn't help but notice.
Yes.
Do you shave all of your body hair?
I certainly do. As a matter of fact, I shave and bleach. I bleach my eye. And not the eye I'm looking at you with. I bleached the eye back here. Would you like to see it?
No.
I'll show it to you.
That's all right.
I'll show it to you, and I'll have a photo made. And I'll sign it right over my eye. It used to be discolored. Now it's pink. Pink and pretty. I'm very happy. I come from the south of France.
See if I can trip you up. If you were to sign it, what would the name be?
I would say, friend, I hope you enjoyed my products. Signed, me. And then I draw an arrow pointing to the important part.
I see.
My eye. That's what we have to say. I've become rather skilled at talking in code over the years.
How come
no one knows exactly what I'm up to.
How come nobody's figured out that this is a front for all of these illegal substances and weapons? And
illegal to you, a customer service to me.
Right.
Why, just the other day, I put a beautiful window treatment in a woman's home and delivered a flamethrower the same day. The very next night, she murdered her husband with it, and we disposed of the body. It's delightful, and it's all to make the customers happy.
Now, listen, I'm going to see if I can put your service to the true challenge.
Would you like to enjoy a meal of endangered animals? We offer those services as well. You haven't lived until you've sat on your brand-new carpeted floor and eaten giraffe. Baby giraffe.
You know what I'd like tonight? Could you make this happen?
What can I do for you?
I would like barbecued... bald eagle.
Yes.
You know, our nation's landmark, our nation's official bird.
We have an entire warehouse filled with eagles, ready for your eating.
I would also like clown pornography.
Yes.
Ooh. Did I mention the H?
Oh, sure, heroin.
Plenty of H.
Would you like it just to use yourself, or would you like some seeds to grow?
Just for myself. And I think what I would like, instead of Asian chicks, can you get me some German chicks or Russian chicks?
German might be hard to find, but what I'll do is I'll find you a beautiful Russian girl and throw in a bath liner. Would you like that? What's better than a new bathroom? Who doesn't want a nice, shiny new bathroom and a beautiful Ukrainian prostitute?
All right, what's up with Satan?
Satan service? Oh, you'd like that, too. We offer a whole Satan room. We tell everyone about this.
Are you one of Satan's buddies?
Well, if I told you that, I'd have to, as I said before, kill you. But I am. I'm a knight.
Is he a customer?
I'm a knight in Satan's service.
You are.
I am. Look at my pentagram. I've carved this right into my forearm.
Yeah.
And I've branded Satan's face on my other forearm. And if I take my clothes off, you'll notice that I'm pierced. And I have tattoos. In fact, a tattoo of Satan right on the end of it.
Wow. Now, is that why you wear the long-sleeved denim shirt on TV?
I might look like an innocent, grandfatherly man on television, but the fact is that when you see me naked, I really look like Tommy Lee. I'm very excited about that. Why, Tommy Lee is one of my best customers. Mm-hmm. He enjoys. He has an AK-47 and a bath and shower liner. All because I care. And he loves all our hard surface flooring. You should see the way he mops. He's got his own special way of mopping. He wraps a towel around it and walks across his own floor. I've gone boating with him before.
Okay, don't take this question the wrong way. If you came to my house...
My mustache is made from the skins of extinct beasts.
If you came to my house...
Sure.
And I said to you, that's fine, give me the carpeting.
Right.
And then afterwards...
I would say to you, subtly, in the back room, where no one was listening, how do you like your flooring? How would you like those hidden cameras to be installed in your bathroom? You haven't enjoyed real fun until you've watched all your neighbors go. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes I'll even linger a little longer after the installation and let people watch others go.
Can I ask you one last personal question?
You certainly can.
What if I wanted a kiss?
Oh, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't do that?
Absolutely not.
You don't do that?
As a matter of fact, that very question has now angered me.
Oh, you don't sound angry.
I think there's an outside shot that I'm going to call the warehouse right now.
Huh?
And ask about our full line of car bombing supplies.
You're like Mr. Rogers.
Why,
you're so
mellow. Won't even be able to find it with one of those tricky mirrors that look under the undercarriage.
Oh, the mirror.
Yes.
Stick.
Getting excited about going to see Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice explosion for you. As soon as you turn the ignition on to go home. And just remember my face when you're blown to total oblivion for suggesting that I'm gay.
I didn't suggest you're gay.
Admit to several things. I'm a knight in Satan's service.
I had
no grandfather. I have a tattoo on the end of it that I'd be glad to show you. But I'm not gay. I'm not like that other witch. This is all a ruse. A total ruse. But you'd be happy if you... I'll give you a tour of the warehouse sometimes. We have bald eagles, assault weapons, Russian prostitutes, all chock full, at an undisclosed location that no one knows about except me. But we do offer immediate installation, convenient shop-at-home service, and no payments for 1 year. I can also help you copy or retransmit sound and images without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. I've enjoyed my time visiting with you.
You are a badass, whatever your name is.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you for providing this entertainment. We've purchased a rather large advertising schedule right on this radio station.
I understand that.
Well, there's one of my clients now.
Hey, buddy.
He's your newsman.
Oh, you know Buzz.
Do I know Buzz? I didn't even mention my shop-at-home swinger services. You'll call us today,
right?
And you'll be having a swingers party in your living room that's newly carpeted tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Have you ever had... You were offended when I asked about a kiss.
You'll reap the rewards of that question a little bit later on.
Do you swing?
I swing as many times as I can. There's nothing I enjoy after a hard day of installing carpets with my overalls on and sliding over to a client's house like Buzz and enjoying sex with strange women. It's a delight.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It does.
He made it up.
I don't do many radio interviews. And this has been a lot of fun.
Your name is?
I can't give you my name. Just remember, just call me the Black Knight. The Black Knight of Satan's service.
1-800.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You're getting closer to that explosion all the time.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, hello, Buzz.
Hi, friend.
How are you?
I'm well, thank
you. That's what I like to be called. Simply call me friend.
Friend.
Mm-hmm. What are your lead stories on your new show tonight,
Buzz? Yes, I do. You can cancel that Mexican drug vacation.
Oh, dear.
Your Tom Cruise is trying to kill you. And great porn, dude. Isn't that your teacher?
Oh, don't get me started. Teachers are my best clients. I sell teachers.
I sell teachers?
Yeah, sell them as slaves.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We're starting a new business in China. We offer Japanese businessman hunting. That's right. Come to our island as a Chinese businessman and get to hunt Japanese businessmen.
Oh.
Big time fun. That's an expanding market. That was professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right.
Uber Honkies, Don and Mike.
No, I got to read the commercial first. This segment of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. For the FA by debit or credit. Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life and life takes Visa. Why? Is this a great place?
Why?
I was just tipped to this by somebody who I will not rat out.
Okay.
This whole station, this whole goddamn stupid free FM thing. Now, we've worked at radio stations before where at the front desk, they've listened to another radio station.
Mm-hmm. Or CD or iPod.
Yeah, I mean, they've listened. It's happened over the years.
Right.
But it's mainly listening to another radio station. Right. And you walk in the door and you go, why do you have on WKYS?
Right.
And Colette would say, like, oh, baby, I hate Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I'm with that. But still, you know, I would say toe the company line.
Right.
Have whatever crap it is we're playing on the radio coming out of the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, everybody's gone. GM's not here. Program director's not here. Regular receptionist, not here.
Mm-hmm.
The boy at the front desk, what's his name? Josh?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I come in today and I noticed he had, and I know this because I have XM,
right?
That there's that little antenna that looks like almost like a flip phone,
right?
That you put like in a window in the corner of your house. So this all wasn't XM, it was Howard's, it was the Sirius.
Ah.
The guy's sitting at the front desk of Free FM with the only way he could get reception for Sirius satellite radio,
for sure,
was to have the little antenna directly in the middle of the window.
The window that you, like, lean over the desk and greet everybody that comes into the business.
And he had his headphones on. He's listening on his headphones. I come in today, and he says...
Not fond of the midday lineup, is he?
I don't know. I walked in. I said, hey. And he takes out his earplugs, and he goes, oh, hey. Hey, Bubba the Love Sponge is a big fan of your show, man. Thinks you guys should go over there and work with Howard. I'm like, are you listening to satellite radio right now? He's, yeah. puts the headset back in. Now, I wasn't going to mention it until somebody during the break came to me and said out of the hallway, did you see the guy listening to Sirius Radio today?
I didn't notice he wasn't doing it when I came in.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, maybe I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, he was.
I just said, hi, Josh, and walked by him.
Front desk. Director of First Impressions.
That is too funny.
That's good. This is a good place to work.
Absolutely. Everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Do you think
everybody that's here...
Do you think when Howard buys out our contracts and we go over there, do you think that we'll be able to have a big CBS radio listening thing at the front desk of Sirius?
I don't see that happening.
Do we want to?
I don't see that happening based on the guy that runs it over there.
And that's the only way that we're going to get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. Howard, you have to buy out our contracts.
Please.
Listen, Mel won't do it.
Right.
Mel said, buy your own way out. Sorry, Mel.
Can't do it.
But Howard.
Yeah.
We're here.
Please. We're queer.
We're here. We're queer.
Mm-hmm.
We're number 15.
Right.
We're fine. I just thought it was
ironic.
It was odd.
It's a very interesting place.
You know, they'll call me in and rip me a new one, you know, for whatever. Right. You know, for saying Bill O'Reilly's show sucks.
Right.
You know. Okay, have the guy at the front desk listening to Sirius.
Well, they can't yell at him. That would be sweating the details. Come on.
And really, has anybody... one other thing that we'll get right to the news. The whole point of the free FM thing was this company's jackass, half-assed, no-balls response to Howard going to satellite radio. Right? That's why they call it free FM.
Mm-hmm.
So now on a bunch of the free FM stations, you have Opie and Anthony who are promoting XM.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their deal.
It's very confusing.
So you have free FM,
mm-hmm.
but Opie and Anthony's deal is that they are promoting XM.
Pay radio.
And CBS is suing Howard because they're alleging that Howard talked about Sirius satellite radio.
Promoted pay radio.
Well, now,
uh-huh.
And I know it all has to do... I know it all has to do with the reason they're suing Howard is because allegedly he got money back from the right. stock that he didn't tell CBS about. And my only point in that is, dude, you know... He's sitting on a pile of stock money. Buy our contracts out. Thank you. That's a yeah. end of the pep rally and
pep talk over.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Very good.
So you walk up and you go, is this WJFK?
Free FM.
And the guy goes, hello, is this free FM? Open the window. Is this free FM? Finally, the window opens. Dude, I'm listening to satellite radio. Okay. You know, good management.
Right.
What can I say?
What management?
Great place. Great company. Good times. Good times. Sunny days.
Sunnier days.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
We've had some breaking news this afternoon. CIA Director Porter Goss suddenly and mysteriously resigned today. The White House says the decision was mutual.
Who knew the guy was even the CIA? What would you say he is?
CIA Director.
What's his brother going to say?
Pat?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about Bonnie?
No, she's not happy.
And while we worry about the number of immigrants arriving here through the U.S.-Mexican border, Mexico's president is worried about the number of Americans who would go there if he legalized possession of small amounts of drugs.
Now, I thought you announced on your news show earlier this week that all the stuff that people love is going to be legal in Mexico.
President, the Mexican Senate had passed it. The president of Mexico said he would sign the bill into law. He's now changed his mind. Mexico's president decided not to sign the bill. It's a bill designed to encourage police to focus more on Mexico's violent drug gangs instead of users. But Vicente Fox says he's worried about, and I quote, the drug tourism that legal change would generate.
You think?
Tijuana is already the busiest border crossing in the world. At first, Fox, as I said he would sign it. The mayor of San Diego and other U.S. border towns are now breathing sighs of relief. They were afraid that a liberal drug law in Mexico would increase even more the availability of drugs in their community.
Right, of course.
So it goes through the Senate, and then he changes his mind. I mean, come on, they didn't see this coming?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
No, they don't.
Flowers and music. And
right.
White girls named Debbie, too.
Yes, they do.
Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela. And have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. And in Los Angeles, a promotional stunt for the new Mission Impossible movie has generated plenty of publicity and angered doctors, cops, and the federal government. Paramount Pictures, a division of the conglomerate that currently owns the Don and Mike Show, had little Mission Impossible tape recorders in newspaper boxes all around Los Angeles and Ventura. They were wired to play the movie's theme song when someone opened the newspaper box door.
Ding, 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 ding.
Brilliant, except for the wires making people think that the newspaper box on federal property was rigged to a bomb. A veterans hospital evacuated 300 patients because of this. Freeway traffic was disrupted.
I love it when people are stupid.
The sheriff's deputies even blew up the newspaper box. Around town, there were 4,500 other such boxes just like it. The L.A. Times, of course, was in on the promotional stunt.
Sure. Right. See, I don't blame Paramount or CBS, whatever our company right. is now. I don't think it's people being stupid. I think if I didn't know and I went to a newspaper box and I saw wires, and I might go, hey, and call the cops.
Yeah.
You know what this is on the part of Paramount?
Great publicity.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's beyond brilliant.
Yeah, we sell more tickets now.
Yeah, yeah, you're scaring the yes out of people who happen to open those boxes.
Right.
But here's the thing. So the LA Times is on it.
Right.
It's a great promotion.
Mm-hmm.
How do you possibly get 4,500 of these things into those boxes and the cops don't come to you and beat down your friggin' door
mm-hmm.
with some type of like, hey, you're scaring the public. Answer me these questions.
What you do is you sneak around really early in the morning with newspaper delivery trucks. And apparently some of them weren't well installed. They were installed hurriedly, which is why the wires were not supposed to show.
That's not the most important question, though, about Mission Impossible.
What's that?
Most important question is, how can he lean out of that car like that and still shoot that gun?
Oh,
Jesus!
We've had more breaking news today. Another Kennedy, another car wreck, another story with talk of alcohol.
Oh,
Congressman
God.
Patrick
God
Kennedy.
Damn it. You know,
really.
Damn it.
Why are you upset about that?
I'm mad because I'd like to see Congress, you know, go Democrat, and everybody knows that. I'm a liberal Democrat.
You think one guy popping pills running into somebody's going to change anything?
No, I don't. It's something that it's stupid. And you know what makes me mad? Because I was thinking today when they broke the story, and he denies it, right? He says, I was on
the Kennedy, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And sleeping medication. You know, it's just, it makes me mad. I feel the same way, you know, on a much teeny scale, I feel like I did when Clinton came out, and you deny it. No, you come out and say, yeah, I was messed up. You make the announcement you're going to rehab right after you hit the car and you're staggering around.
Well, Patrick Kennedy says he had consumed no alcohol whatsoever.
Still saying that?
He has not changed that
story. Hold on. I saw the manager of the Hawk and Dove on TV today saying that he's got a waiter in there who says he served him last
night. Right.
He's going to rehab, but he's not admitting that he drank.
Apparently, because he's going for drug rehab. Allow me to explain.
Okay.
Here's how it all started. He slammed his Mustang convertible into a concrete barrier on Capitol Hill, one of those security walls.
Right.
He says it was his prescribed medication, Ambien, a sleeping pill, and Phenergan for his gastroenteritis. But then, as Don mentioned, the hostess of the Hawk and Dove says she saw him drinking in the hours before the accident.
Hostess or manager?
Hostess. The story I have.
I saw the manager on TV who said, I have my night manager, who said, the guy said he he saw him.
And don't you agree? Look, if he didn't, he didn't. You know, and who the hell knows? But, I mean, if he did, don't you think he should just come out and say he did?
Well, they should just send him to truth rehab.
If only there was such a thing.
You know,
there's also talk of a cover-up. The union representing Capitol Police say officers were hindered in the investigation by their superiors. The officers say Kennedy's car was swerving before the crash, that his headlights were off. They say he staggered out of the car after the crash. Kennedy says he asked for no special treatment, quoting him, apparently I was disoriented by the medication.
Yeah, and he's going back for a vote at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, headlights off, too.
That's why he has to go back to the Capitol.
Headlights are off. I'm so sleepy.
In a news conference this afternoon, he said he's checking in for rehab at the Mayo Clinic. That's where he was over the Christmas holiday for drug rehab. At Rhode Island Republicans.
Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
You said Mayo.
That's right.
Maybe like
Cinco de Mayo in their case.
Mm-hmm.
Rhode Island Republicans are calling for Pat Kennedy's resignation. Quoting somebody who knows Pat, he's looked terrible lately. He's been acting goofy, kind of zany, end quote.
I don't know. What did I see? Oh, of course, on Fox News.
Oh, yeah. Shocker that they agree with it.
I know we got to hit a break. Here's how they said. They said, Patrick Kennedy has been arrested. We don't know what's going on. This is very reminiscent of 1969 when Ted Kennedy, when, of course, 18 or 19 hours went between him killing that girl and us finding out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, okay, there was no chick in the water in this one.
No, right.
Just, you know, another Kennedy. You know, and that's how the Democrats should spin it.
That's another Kennedy.
Yeah. Hey, he's a Kennedy. What do you expect?
Maybe you're right.
He's a Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you fight it. I mean, I've seen all the talking heads with your point, like, oh, this is the worst thing for the Democrats right now because, you know. No, you know what you're saying? He's a Democrat. How are things going in Iraq? Okay? He's a Kennedy.
Right.
How are things going in Iraq?
Right.
All right, he's boozed up on pills. Yeah, he's one guy. Everything's going in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
PFD. And
I feel better now. You made me feel better.
And he's a Kennedy. He's a Kennedy.
I feel better now.
The one woman you cannot afford.
He's born and bred.
Era.
A Kennedy.
Era.
Although I'm talking like Sean Connery.
Money Penny. Understand. He wrote his car into a wall.
JFK and Cheddar.
Lyndon Baines Johnson and Pepper Jack.
John Adams and Monterey Jack.
Millard Fillmore and Munster.
George W. Bush. Cheese out of a can. Cheese whiz.
Dwight David Eisenhower and Lindberger.
Honest Abe and Swiss cheese.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt and American.
And just to change it, Bill Clinton and very rare roast beef. Hello, Monica.
The one woman you cannot afford.
We were just playing the Sean Connery
President cheese game.
Right? Oh, get the home version.
It's fun.
Have fun this weekend.
The one woman you can't afford is your wife. That's our story when we come back.
Well.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You have a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey.
To quote Rudy Martsky, you're really catching on. Buzz's News and Comments brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. And now here's the former lead singer for The Clash, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Excuse me, that was The Rash.
That's right. That was my band, The Clash.
Delightful.
A new study shows the one woman you cannot afford is your wife. The study says a full-time, stay-at-home mom, if she was paid for what she does, would earn over $134,000 a year. You'd have to make more than that to have anything left for yourself. And a mom who holds down a job and does the housework would earn $86,000 over and above her job salary.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, everybody. Just enjoying the news story.
Go ahead.
Just enjoying. Give us more, Buzz.
All right.
Thank you.
So go ahead. Just try to hire a housekeeper, a daycare provider, a laundry service cook, janitor, driver, and administrator for less than that.
You, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Are not getting a bargain.
And with all those duties, yet somehow the little lady manages to cram it all in to a mere 92 hours a week.
If
she also has a 44-hour-a-week job, she'll put in another 50 hours at home for a 94-hour week. Worse yet, there's even a website now where a woman can go to find out what she should be paid.
Hold on. What? Worse now, there's a website that they can go to where they can find out what they're worth.
Yeah.
Delightful. Who set that one up?
I would tell you what it is, but I think I lost it.
Good.
Yeah, that's it. I lost it.
Thank you, Buzz.
Besides, we need money for gas. You can almost smell the $5 a gallon stuff from here. Maybe that's why hybrid sales have more than doubled over the last year. All the hybrids on the road still barely make up 1% of the cars on the road, but that appears to be changing, and rather quickly. We bought over 83,000 hybrid cars in the last year. For one thing, we had more hybrids to choose from this year, but the hybrids' higher prices and the underdeveloped technology are scaring most of us away. As those things change, and as the price of gas reaches the current prediction of $5 a gallon, hybrids may finally actually catch on.
Yeah. They got to make them bigger.
And faster.
And prettier.
Just make them more American.
That's make them more manly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right now, they're too much, they're like a big version of smart car.
Yep.
If you've seen those in Europe, those little little thing that you know, barely one person can get into.
Less Gremlin, more Camaro.
Right, you go with batteries.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple more horses under the hood.
Yes,
you know
please.
What I'm saying?
No,
come
get
on
up
now.
And go.
They can do it. They can make these cars fuel efficient and fast,
come on.
Too.
Give me some of what I want.
The head of Exxon.
You know, Daddy wants to go fast.
Yeah. Right. The head of Exxon Mobil was on NBC's Today Show this week being asked if he would be willing to take a little less profit.
And Jabba the Hutt, Jabba say, we need more oil, Jabba, I'm Exxon, blah, blah, blah.
Would he be willing to take a little less profit to give the rest of us a price break over the summer? Matt Lauer even made it a point to use the words time of crisis in his question. But like Homer Simpson's boss, Exxon chief Rex Tillerson told Matt there would be no price breaks. And
now,
then he released the hounds.
I got to break it. I hate to stand up for this guy.
All right.
I'll tell you that I saw this on the Today Show.
Yes.
They asked everybody from the five major groups to come down.
Right.
This guy is the only bastard that would sit down,
right.
Look him in the face,
uh-huh.
And his answer to that question was, and I know it's a pass the buck, but he did answer the question
yes,
directly.
Yes, he did.
He said, I answer to stockholders.
We
of course he does. He said,
it's America.
He said, if we were to drop all of our profits, you're talking about pension plans, people's retirements, that would be screwed up. I mean,
right.
I thought the guy pretty much came across, he's a selfless bastard, but at least he came on TV and said.
Said why?
We're making all this money. I'm here looking you in the face. I mean.
And that's the private sector. That's why, you know, hey, less government. Government should step in and do something about this guy.
I mean, I'd love to step on the guy too, Buzz, because you know
right.
They're making it hand over fist.
Yeah.
But at least he's the one guy that had the balls to go on TV and show his big fat face
explain
and
it.
Say,
yeah.
Yes, we're making lots of money. And
is that
we're
the
not
guy with the hair lip?
Guy with like a big 8,000 jowls.
Okay, yeah,
I mean,
that's the same guy, I think.
Big, big fat guy, but the only one that would show up.
Right.
So at least give him credit for that.
Fair enough. Credit
but
we shall give him.
But still, right. Yeah.
And now, with that said,
uh-huh.
F him.
Yeah, screw him. Yeah.
Right.
Screw him, really. Screw him. Screw him with your D.
Thank you.
It's good news for all.
Not you, Mike, just anybody's D.
No, won't have any trouble getting any lubricant.
And it's good news for all the oil stocks we own. Hey, nice porn. Is that your teacher? That's our story when we return.
Thank you, Buzz. I got to fly. Have a great weekend.
Hey,
everybody.
You too. Enjoy.
Everybody else be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
We got to fly. Got to get out of here. It's time's a waste and all that good stuff. Buzz Burbank, take it away. Buzz's microphone is on now.
Mike.
Yeah.
Finally, a beloved high school science teacher in Western Kentucky has been fired for appearing in a porno 11 years ago when she was 23.
Oh, come on.
She said she was depressed at the time, probably because she was struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah, I see fish.
That's my kind of depression.
She
yeah.
even joined the Army so she could afford college to become a teacher. That's when she says she turned her life around. But apparently too late. Students have rallied to save her job.
I agree. I'm going to applaud the students.
But apparently too late. The name of the film has not been made public. The name of the teacher, of course, has.
Matt, you know, that sucks. And, well,
it does.
Probably
hey, and there you go.
So did she.
And
right.
This sucks more.
Mm-hmm.
In suburban Chicago, a man is suing his marriage counselor. Two reasons. One, he says the counselor gave bad advice leading to the end of his marriage.
Oh.
And two, he says the counselor was banging his wife. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. I love it. That's it. We got to get out of here. Another big week. Want to thank everybody that showed up for our fabulous number 15 party
seriously.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're not going to thank that Wiccan priest or priestess.
No.
That was, well, he wasn't that good.
You got to get under your ice cube tray.
That's right. We got to get out of here. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to me, Mike. Good day to me, Mike. And good day to you, Rob. Any final thoughts?
I love everything.
Bye. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.